last time on the Don and Mike Show.
In Roman times, the soldiers were issued coins to get the prostitutes with certain sex acts on them.
Caesar had it down, didn't he?
Here's your coin.
Here's your coin for anal. Here's your coin for straight sex. Here's your coin for oral. Anybody got change for a dollar? Go to the bank and say, I'd like $25 worth of anal.
Here you go, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show.
You're all worthless and weak. Now drop and give me 20.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3636.
Oh, that's right.
But turn your radio down. Don't do what you do call. Don't call to play the name game. No calls to rape women. Don't ask when they're coming to your town. And don't call telling jokes.
Anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Is this gonna be a good day? Is this gonna be a good day? Is this gonna be a good day? No, I don't think so.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Are we live?
We're live.
This is a live show?
Yes, yes, it is.
To the best of my knowledge, we are broadcasting live. It's missing something.
Yeah, something's missing.
This is me. The other guy's not here.
Did you? Oh.
You get the memo?
You were supposed to give him a ride in today. That's Did I not tell you?
Yeah, and I forgot. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike O'Meara here. Don is out today. We'll explain that later. But right now, without further ado, it gives me a great deal of warm pleasure to introduce to you Philip Jacob Schultz. Thank you, Rob. Hotburn!
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Travelina and all the ships at sea. Hey, they're like Pizza Hut.
Yes.
They've got cheese in places you haven't even thought of yet.
Ah, wonderful.
It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara, and now, here's Mike.
Thank you, Rob. Yes, here we are. An interesting couple of days. We will explain exactly what's going on. I do want to tell everybody, we do have a live show today. Don is out, and it's an interesting story.
Yes, it is.
As to what he's dealing with here. It's very painful. We'll get to that later. So I am here in control now, in charge. Gentlemen, we do have a very big show for you today, and I first want to get to the reason that Don's not here. Yes. He is out. The way I understand this is due to a kidney infection,
right?
And he should be coming back hopefully by Friday. Mm-hmm. He's recuperating at home. They've got him on antibiotics,
right.
And I think perhaps it was his first foray into anal sex that resulted in this.
Well,
I wondered.
He's obsessed with the butt, Rob. Yes.
Could be. I think that there's a chance he might have done something. But anyway, the way this was explained to me, I have never had a kidney infection.
Have you?
No. Your myriad of illnesses, Buzz, have you ever had a kidney infection?
No, that's one I haven't had, Mike.
The way this works, apparently, without getting into too much detail, he was going potty. And it was extremely painful.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so he's on antibiotics to knock this thing out. He has strep throat. It got into his kidneys. You know, he's had some kidney problems in the past. And so he's going to be fine. I talked to him today. I called him yesterday. Now, yesterday was the WJFK Redskins Radio Golf Tournament, which I was attending.
That's right.
It's a grueling task. I'll tell you. It's a lot of fun. That more on that later. But I'll tell you right now. I called him yesterday at the end of the golf tournament because Charlie had called me and said that, Dom won't be coming in. We need you to come in and do the show. by yourself tomorrow.
Right.
And so I said, let me give him a call and find out what's going on. So I call him in my desire to use a little levity, and he answers the phone, and it's kind of like... Uh-oh. And he sounded a little rocky.
Sure.
But I thought, you know, a little humor, and so I said, how's your penis?
Oh.
It's the first thing I said.
Uh-huh. And?
On the other end was, who is this?
Oh my God.
Not to say he was a little out of it yesterday, but who is this? I said, it's me. And we call each other Charlie. I said, it's Charlie. How you doing? He's like, who?
What? Really?
No. And I said, it's me. It's Mike. Yeah, I don't think I've ever said that to him in my life. Is it Mike O'Mara? You know, your partner of 15 years?
You remember.
And you know what I got? I swear to God.
What?
Click. And he was that out of it that he did not know that it was me calling. So I didn't know. I sit there at that moment and I say to myself, well, what's the deal? Is this either someone who is so out of it because of medication that he really didn't recognize, or did he not like the penis joke and he got pissed?
That's true. And
I've been hurting so much sometimes, so you just don't want to deal with somebody.
Right, yeah. Sure.
So I weigh the decision whether to call. But I said, I'll give him a call back and find out. I get back and he's like, hello?
It's the same hello.
Right? Exactly. I said, Don? He said, yeah. It's Mike, your partner.
Mike O'Mara?
How are you feeling? And so he is fine. I talked to him today. He's doing much better today, but these things have to run their course. You know all about antibiotics, don't you, Buzz?
Oh, yeah. I've been there many times.
So he's got those. He's taking them by mouth. I guess they put him on an IV to get more antibiotics this thing was so painful. But we wish him the very best, and he should be back on Friday. Now,
yep, well done.
I mentioned the golf tournament because yesterday I was out at Virginia Oaks Golf Course where they had the, I don't know what annual, Redskins Radio Golf Tournament. But
right.
Let me tell you something. This was this is really the type of event that you enjoy because it makes you feel so totally insignificant.
Oh, really?
And so, you know, why did you get into the business? Why are you at your radio station's golf tournament so you can feel like $1 million and feel like a real radio superstar?
Sure.
I mean, we went out there, and it's the thing that bothered me about this is we get out there, and I was out there. Some of the sports junkies were there. They had a few Redskins out there.
Mm-hmm.
And usually the way these golf tournaments, where they're scrambles, and you play with four people, and then you get somebody from, like, sports or radio.
So there's, like, one celebrity per foursome.
Yeah. And they had, some of the foursomes didn't have a celebrity. And I don't like to use the word celebrity, but that's what it's called, a celebrity golf tournament.
Sure.
And usually the way it's done is they put your name up, and you're playing with a group of people that might have a slight interest in the show, that might actually be motivated.
Well, you would think that's why they're there in the first place.
Well, it didn't work that way, Rob.
Not this time?
No, unfortunately it did. I get out there, and we were very excited to play. I love playing golf. I can play golf anywhere. I'm usually very happy.
Right.
It's usually no problem whatsoever. But I've had this happen to me a couple of times, and what it is I'd like to thank Steve Johnson, who ran the... who did such a great job of running the tournament.
Great job of everything.
You know, you tell me if I'm out of line when I think really when you're doing this and you're representing the station that it might be a good idea just to mention the people that are there from the station. But that's, you know, with Steve Johnson, say, hey, how you doing? Great. Hey,
and that's you thinking. That's not Steve thinking.
So Steve says to me, what group do you want to play in? I said, I don't know. I said, I'm here. Tammy told me to be here. I'm here to play. It's an 11 o'clock start. He said, no, they pushed it back to noon. I'm like, oh, great.
Fantastic.
So it's always nice to have the extra hour just to walk around with your thumb up your ass just trying to deal with stuff. So I said, Steve, I thought I was with group 16.
Yeah, okay, great, fantastic.
So I go over to group 16, and I'm thinking, they've maybe had the foresight to put me with a group of people that maybe have listened to the show.
Know who you are.
So I get with this group, and I walk up, and I you know, you shake hands with everybody, and we get to the first tee, and the guy that's like the leader of this group, this car dealer guy, so he walks up to me and says, what do you do, Mike? And I'm like, you know, I know right away.
Ouch.
And then, you know, it's just, you're sitting there you're trying to be nice, but you realize that it's going to be one of these long days on the golf course. Mm-hmm. And they were nice enough guys, and I'm not going to mention their names because I'm not that pissed. But I'll tell you, it was one of these deals where immediately he didn't know. And he said, once he knew it was radio, yeah. So you guys are in the morning, right?
Right.
And, you know, you're saying to yourself, okay, I'm not in the morning, I'm not doing it. I do the afternoon show, and then the whole day started, and it was like, you become, instead of somebody who's there to have fun, you become a fifth wheel
right.
in a normal foursome of golfers. And, I mean, it's fine. It's the Redskins. Sonny was out there. You know,
was he
Sonny,
not kidding?
Sonny Jurgensen shows up at any event, and it's like all of a sudden people knock you over.
Sure.
And they come over and say, Sonny!
That's right.
Sonny's here. Bring Sonny Jurgensen here. Excuse
me,
Mike, get out of the way, please. We're trying to run over your ears. Sonny is here. Oh, joy. Oh, rapture. Quarterback's here. Screw the disc jockey. Quarterback's here.
That's right.
And I'm the same way. You know, I run over to Sonny like Sonny's some sort of deity. I run over to Sonny. How are you? And, of course, I do what I always do because I don't do the pregame show and I never see him.
Right.
And he never knows who I am. So, once again, you know, I walk over and go, Sonny, how are you? He's like, ah.
Oh.
How you? I said, Mike O'Mara, you know, Don and Mike show? Oh, yeah.
I know who you are.
And then immediately the conversation deceased. I mean, it was like it died immediately. I'm sitting there, yeah, great. So how you doing? You're not playing. No. And we just stood there. And then finally somebody else came over, you know, doing the Sonny thing. So I probably should, like, put my ego in my back pocket and not be upset. But it's just you feel immediately as though you're the fifth guy.
That's not right.
You're the fifth guy being added to the four, you know, group of friends.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's what it is. And if they're not, you know, they're not into the fact that you're, you know, they would have been, if Sonny was playing.
Oh, they'd love
it. They would have been big time.
You're a star.
They should have treated you like
And at the end of the day, you know, I played in the whole thing yesterday.
You played all 18?
I played all 18.
What'd you shoot?
At the end of the, well, I think we I don't know if we won or not. I wish somebody would tell me whether we won. We had a really low score.
Sonny won.
Even
though he didn't
good.
Play.
I saw Sam, too. Saw
Did
Sam.
You know
Jimmy? And Frank. Sonny, Sam, and Frank. Saw
the
them all.
Three amigos were all out there?
Yeah, walked out there. And, you know,
wow.
Yeah, you know, we've had a bit of a history with all those guys, but
yeah.
I decided I'm coming in after the tournament's over. I'm walking into the dining area, and they're setting up for the to give away the prizes that they owe, and everybody wins a prize at those golf tournaments. And I see Sam come through the double doors.
This is Sam Huff.
And I figure, I don't know why I reacted like this. I mean, I've met Sam before. It's no
sure,
big deal.
Dozens
but
of times.
As anyone knows, it's been just a little bit tense
lately.
Yeah. Just a little odd. And so I see Sam, and how do I react? I do an immediate right turn and go out through the double doors.
Really?
I was afraid.
Any eye contact at all?
None. I don't think he saw me, hopefully, but I certainly was looking at him.
Wow.
He had a big plate of food.
Sure.
And I just took a right-hand turn and just did a beeline out there. And then I thought better of it, and I kind of worked my way back around. And at that point, Sam is sitting down to dine with Frank.
Really?
Watching those men eat.
What did they have to eat? Do you remember? Did you notice?
It was some sort of rib dish, Rob.
One time,
I believe there were some baked beans involved.
One time I had a meal with Sam Huff, and he had barbecue. It was nice.
Barbecue.
He liked that.
Yeah, they knew their way around that barbecue.
Sure.
So it was fun, and I walked over. And instead, my feeling in a situation like that, you either cower in the corner or you do a full frontal assault.
Right.
So I came walking in, and they're by themselves in a corner. I go, so, how you animals doing?
Oh, no.
And I slapped them both on the back, and Frank goes, hey, how are you?
Of course.
And Sam, with a big mouthful of food, was like, hello. Shook my hand, and then I ran away from that. But that was our little Redskins golf tournament. And, you know, just for future, you know, there are lots of people that listen to this show.
Right.
And maybe just, and I know there were some people at that tournament, because I spoke to them that like the show, that enjoy the show. Just in the future, so I don't feel like I'm just kind of crowding in on this guy,
right?
This guy's group, and then his little friend, George.
I'll just mention
George's first name. George, who was just like, we come up to this putt,
right?
And we're standing over a putt, and he said, well, it looks like it breaks right to left about a ball. That's how you measure it. You know,
right.
About an inch.
Right.
He said, I think it's about a cup. He said, no, it's about a ball. I said, well, this looks like it's more than that. No, you're wrong. Well, excuse me, I'm just the fifth wheel.
Thank
you boys
George.
Have a perfectly good time.
You know what would be a good foursome next year is you, Sonny, Sam, and Frank.
Yeah, it would be wonderful.
That'd be
I'd
great.
I'd pay to see that. Anyway, we got a big show today. Lots of stuff going on. We are a little bit behind, obviously, with prizes. We have lots of prizes today. We are belatedly celebrating Mr. Burbank's birthday today.
Yeah, happy
nice.
Birthday, Buzz. Thank you. Thank you both.
A live show with Shiloh. Now, Jenna apparently will not be able to make it today.
Oh, too bad.
But
to see Shiloh.
It's on Shiloh to put on a special show just for you. Just going to be you and Shiloh, Buzz.
Oh, wow. Man.
It'll be a special show.
Let me close these blinds.
She'll have to try just as hard, maybe twice as hard.
She will be in here. And also, we've got the anal monologues postponed from last week.
Excellent.
We're going to get to those today. And you know, I've tried to write all these things down that we're doing because we're doing a lot today.
today. We will call the winner of the J.O. contest. We have picked a winner.
Finally.
We are going to make that phone call, and that individual will win a trip to L.A. And I think today for the Anal Monologues, they will win a trip for two to San Francisco. That includes round-trip airfare, two nights hotel accommodations, a private dinner party cruise around Alcatraz Island, plus a tour of the prison.
Nice.
What, a tour of the prison?
You know, you don't really know until you read these things.
Wow.
Probably take a look at these before.
Do you eat in the prison?
I'm not sure. Let me see. A private dinner party, cruise.
Right.
It's a dinner cruise, Bob.
That'll be nice.
I don't think you're going to have the pleasure of eating in the prison.
Maybe it's prison food.
So it's a cruise around Alcatraz plus a tour of the prison. Don't miss Arrest and Trial, the all-new, highly anticipated series airing... Is it tonight? Yeah, I think it's tonight at 10:30 on WB50. If it's not, hey, you know, I'm doing it by myself. Please.
Check your local listing.
Sue me. And also Charles Stossel will be dropping by.
That'll be good.
On the afternoon get-together.
It's Wednesday.
It'll be Charles Stossel. But Buzz, before I do this, Lisa, can you come in here and shuttle these cards over to Buzz?
Oh, you got him a little something.
I have two cards. One contains my gift for Buzz, and the other is just a generic card for you. But give him...
Which one first?
Give him this one
first. That one first.
The big one first.
And then give him that one second. And thank you for wearing... Are those leather pants?
Kind of leather.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for sending her to deliver the cards.
Yeah, well, I thought you'd enjoy that, Buzz.
And I wanted to thank all the listeners who sent email greetings and birthday greetings to me last week and over the last
five days.
Very nice
all
of them.
All the fans. That's right.
You know, Buzz does get actual love mail. We don't get any. Don and I don't get any,
first.
But he gets a lot of it, all right?
Big one
now, hold on, Buzz. Before you open that, Rob, can we have some lovely
romantic
music. So, because Buzz, what I'd like you to do is open the card and then just very nicely read the card. This is, you know, I give because I care, Buzz.
I know you do.
You know, I've known you a long time.
You give and give.
And I gave the gift. All right, now, is that the one with the gift in it?
I don't know. It says it's
your... that's the one with the gift in it, Buzz. I put your gift inside.
It's your 85th birthday, it says.
All right.
Today. You're fantastic.
Thank you.
I couldn't find one that said 85.
Oh, man. And what a lovely gift it is.
Yeah.
My favorite color.
Yes, cash,
green.
Buzz. Cash. When you care enough to give the very best. Now, read the inside, Buzz, and this is wonderful.
May this special milestone day be bright with happiness for you, and may you always stay as wonderful and young at heart as you are today.
Oh, Buzz. Wow,
happy
Buzz.
Birthday. Yours in Christ.
Okay. Open the other one, Buzz.
This is just two cards. That's too much. And Rob, thank you for the beautiful shirt and card.
You're welcome. That's Eddie Bauer. I got him.
You can't go wrong with that.
Eddie Bauer, yes. Friend of the big man. We're not going to have to say that much longer.
That's
You've
very
chosen
true.
Another beautiful card, Mike.
Yes, thank you, Buzz.
This one says, for you, Grandpa, with love and thanks.
It's because I care, Buzz.
Thank you for all that you've given your family, tales and traditions. We love to recall a wisdom that reaches across generations and your timeless love, the best gift of all.
That's right.
And happy birthday with love, Mike. That's great.
You know,
thank
Buzz,
you very much.
I have to get serious here for a second because, you know, we give you a hard time. But, for a guy your age and, you know, it was really tough finding that 85 odd year. You know, you get 80, you get 70, you get 75, but
you
85.
Went the extra mile.
Yeah, I scoured the card stores all weekend
that
long.
Is great.
Not as much demand once they get up that high.
I mean, I spent the better part of the weekend shopping for Buzz, and what do you get the man who has no real interest?
That's very true.
It was challenging, and I finally had to settle for cash. But you know, for a guy that is, a lot of people would have retired by now, and you hang in there.
I do. I'm
and,
sticking
you know,
to
we,
it.
And we do have a show that kind of skews towards a younger audience.
That's
and
very true.
I'm just amazed, and I was saying this to my wife the other night, I'm just amazed that you still manage to keep it together. And, you know, as all the trends have
passed me by.
As all the trends have passed you by, you still do a fantastic job.
That's
true.
Very,
and true. You know, you're not
kind.
Getting older, getting better. Not long ago, I was listening to some air checks of Buzz when he covered Pearl Harbor, and he was good then.
Yeah. Buzz was Thank fantastic. You. I'll tell you right now, there are a lot of journalists that wrote for the early papers, but Buzz was one of the guys during the first big one, WW1, that actually got into the foxhole and, you know, went in there and got kind of the All Quiet on the Western Front feel of what was going on.
Well, it was always a great thing for him. I felt that Hearst took him under his wing and really let him mature as a journalist.
Yeah, as a rosebud. I remember that really well. Yeah,
and as I told Chris,
Buzz was actually featured in the movie Citizen Kane, if you go back far enough.
Oh, thank you for mentioning that. I appreciate
Mr.
that.
Mr. Bernstein.
Well, as I said to Cronkite, you know, kid, hang in there and think young.
All right.
And you'll do fine.
Hey, where's the bell? I like having that bell.
Yeah,
it's one bell for you.
It's a wonderful crutch to have here. I have to, can we have the music that goes, dun, dun, dun.
dun, 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 dun. Is that hard to find?
I'm making it for you.
Now, let me explain the way this works. When I come in to do this, I don't go over to the other side where Don stands pushing the buttons. Rob does that. And so Rob is not only pushing the buttons, but he's also running around the studio. So if you hear me saying, you know, hey, Rob, will you get that? Will you get that? It's because the, you know, the situation is a little askew.
Right.
And when Don gets back on Friday, things get back to normal. So when I ask for things to punctuate what I'm saying, please bear with me because I'm about to make a serious statement. Oh. And this is a serious statement.
Okay, good.
Well, it's about my life.
Well, it's, you know, and this is kind of like when you go into a store and they're a little short-handed. You know, you have to wait a little bit. And that's, we're asking our customers to do the same
Absolutely.
Today.
Now, this is something I've done. I've been talking about this. I haven't talked about it in great detail, but have we got it in there, Ron?
I have a scary stinger for you.
Let me hear it first. All right, that's good. All right, let it recue.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, I want it to be significant here.
Understood.
Because Rob knows this. I think Buzz might know this. I'm not sure, but the listening audience will know that I have stopped drinking.
Yes, this is very true.
Mike.
I have. Is it reviewed yet?
No, I need about 30 more seconds.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going
to
wait.
This is dramatic. I was actually going to try to punctuate it.
Would have been nice. See, if I was drinking, I could handle this. And Rob knows I put away 2 fists of vodka before every show.
This is a good test
for you. That's true. It's very true.
So, here we go. Are you ready?
No.
It's one day at a time.
Is it on one of those 60-second cards?
It is on a 70-second card because the minute it runs a minute and eight. So it'll be ready in one moment.
This is the new me, the old me, when I was drinking rum.
That's true. This you just see this as time to take pause and take another sip.
I would have. Now, this is water.
Yeah. It is water, Evian. At least it's labeled water.
So no, but for true, this time it is water.
Yeah, it is water.
For years, he wouldn't drink anything
but... another clear liquid.
Another water, because he said, yeah, give me my water. And he'd always make those quotation marks with his fingers.
Yeah. Right. How much more time?
I would say 4 seconds.
Can you hit the little button that speeds it up?
It does. Those are disabled in this studio.
I have
those
one.
Those are what?
Disabled in this studio.
Disabled.
Disabled. Disabled. I'm ready now.
As I said before, Rob. Buzz,
yes.
I've stopped drinking. This is my, I just got over my third weekend of sobriety.
Congratulations.
Rob knows I've been working with a nutritional person who said, you know, basically, there are two reasons. He said, if you really want to lose the weight, you got to kind of quit the hooch. So I decided that I would stop drinking.
Wow.
Yes. And I have. And I actually, last weekend was the third weekend. And, you know, when you go out on different social events, it's a big part of it. And I'm making some progress on the weight loss. I've actually gone to a nutritionist who helped Rob out trying to lose weight.
Great job.
And I'm also working with a personal trainer, a guy, we've mentioned him before, Mr. Teets.
Right. It's a 1-2 punch.
Brian Teets. Who I worked out with today. Brian Teets.
And he's rough on you.
I said since I was coming in here alone, I was going to mention his name like it does. Hi, Brian Teets. He worked me hard today, so I'm a little angry at him. But, you know, the thing is this. You go to these people. I've been fat for a very long time. It is no secret. I am making an effort. This is kind of an all-out effort right now to really just try to get it done, to try to get over the hump. And, you know, so far, so good. No guarantees. But part of the equation, this lady said to me the two things. She said, number one, when you drink, obviously, it kind of metabolizes into a sugary
thing. Right.
And also, your inhibitions are down. Mm-hmm. And the next day, usually it's just like, I'll eat a donut or something like that.
Right.
And that's really what the problem was. So I said, okay, I'll give it a try. But here's what pisses me off, all right? Now, I've paid these people a lot of money.
Sure.
And I'm trying really hard, okay? And here's the thing. I have made progress. I've lost a significant amount of weight at the beginning of this thing. I've got a long way to go. But what they said, now, you know this is true.
Right.
The nutritionist person says, in the event that you're losing more than 2 pounds a week...
Right.
You know, I'm going to be concerned. Now, I know all the physiological. If we have anybody calling about this and say, well, you do that because you don't want to gain it back really quickly.
Right.
If you lose it too quick. But I don't give an S.
Well,
And the trainer guy says to me, hey, I think you might want to eat more, you know. And I'm saying, and they're kind of looking at me and they're saying, because a lot of weight has come off. And I'm like, I'm fat. Do you understand that? I am fat. I want to lose weight.
But how long
Charlie?
Have you been on it?
How you doing, Charlie? Thanks for parking in my space. Thanks a lot. Charles Broyhill just made his way back from the whatever food depository he was hoisting his food at.
How long have you been on the program?
I started this morning.
Well, no, and you've
I you know, actually, I started.
Well, you look great.
I started 3 weeks ago, and I don't, I understand, I try to understand all the information. You know, you get a lot of information.
Right.
When they tell you what to eat, they tell you when to eat it, and then the person tells you what weight to lift, what machine to go on, what thing to sweat on, what to do this. And I'm sitting there, and I'm losing weight, like a lot of weight, like everybody does at the very beginning.
Right, it's very easy at the beginning.
But it kind of pisses me off that you right. go into the situation, and what happens is they say, we don't want you to, you know, eat too, we want you to
right.
eat more food, and we would eat, because I'm just like, I don't care. You know, if it falls, you're losing lean muscle mass. I'm like, I don't care. I want to be thin. I
well,
just want to get this stuff
you don't know that you're losing
off.
Lean muscle mass,
but,
do you?
They, you know what they do? They take me in, Mr. Teeth,
yes.
walks me in the very first day, and he walks me into a room.
And undresses you?
And he touches me, slowly.
Wow. Yeah. Can I get his number?
Actually, he has he showed me his tattoo today.
Oh man. And what is it?
No, he's straight. Uh-huh. He's not gay.
Yeah.
To the best of my knowledge.
Okay.
I mean, I met his wife, and he's you know, he's a big, like,
a muscle bound guy.
Sure.
Strong.
You know, he's going to kill me on Friday now.
No.
He's just going to bust my balls on Friday. I know that's going to happen.
What is it a tattoo of?
I didn't linger on it, Rob, because it was located on his, let me just say, his quadricep.
And that's on the leg?
That's on the upper thigh.
Ah,
so
yes.
It shows me this thing, and it says, I think it's like some sort of Chinese character. Is that what they call them?
Yes.
Chinese character.
Like for Pokemon?
Power, for power.
Not like Pokemon.
No, it's a Pokemon.
Pikachu.
Like a letter, like a Chinese
Pikachu.
Letter.
Pikachu.
So he shows me this thing, and it's power. And these guys are, you know, a lot of these trainer type guys are big, you know.
Right.
They're into being big. When I'm kind of like into not being big. I'm into like being small, and I'm working real hard, and
right.
I'm trying to do it. So, you know, I'm giving it my best shot. And he says, you have to eat more. I said, no, if I eat more, I'm going to get fat again.
Right.
So I'll let you know what's happening. But so far, you know, so far, so good. And,
Well, he's working you really hard on the exercise, right?
He is. He's, I'm working very hard on the exercise and, you know, looking at his tattoos.
And
Mr. Teets is, you know, today, I walk in the first week,
right.
He had me do these things called squats,
yes.
where you get down there, and at the time, I'm sure people that work out would say, hey, that's not a big deal, but I just took this little bar without any weight on it, and I do these squats, and my legs hurt after the first week.
Right.
So I walk in, and I said, hello, I heard because I did the squats, and he says, oh, really? I said, yeah. I said, my upper legs, I mean, it was hard to move them. I was
right.
really in a lot of pain. He's like, really? I'm like, yeah. I said, it hurts. He's like, oh, okay. Yeah, okay, so what are we doing first? We're going to do squats. Squats.
Yeah,
it takes
right.
me over. So
no support there.
It's working. It's working okay. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
And you saw the tattoo in the shower?
No, Buzz.
No,
okay. I haven't been in. But
you when said the upper thigh.
When
I
they took
thought,
me in to do the calipers to put the little pincher things on me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What happened was they take this pincher and they pinch your fat. Your
right.
body to figure out your body fat.
Exactly.
I mean, a lot of people have had this.
Right.
Sure. And they take different areas of your body. So I walk in. This is the first day, and I'm I'm fat. I don't care who knows it. I'm walking in, and I am a little freaked out about even being in a gym. Okay.
Sure.
So they move me back to this room, and in the corner, a lady's getting the same treatment. It's this lady. I swear to God, she looks like Mira Sorvino.
Ooh.
And
oh,
she's back.
Perfect.
She's back in the. She's gorgeous. Why she's getting this stuff pinched is beyond me. So I walk in. And he's like, okay, now we just need you to lift your shirt up. I'm like, hey, come here.
No, I'm not lifting my effing shirt up with Mira Sorvino in the room. Is there another room we could go to, Brian? Is there a chance, Brian? Because she's, like, gorgeous. She's looking at me, and I'm not lifting my shirt up here. I am not doing a show. No, I'm not lifting my shirt up.
And so I said, you know, go to the other room, and they took my body fat, and that's that. So anyway, hold on. Let's take a call. We got a call right now, Rob. Are you all set
for
that?
Yeah, you're ready to go.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike, Buzz, Rob, how are you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, Mike, congratulations on the weight loss, my friend.
Well, you know, I got a long way to go, and I don't want to get on and start talking about how much yet, because, you know, if I F up, I don't want to be in that situation.
Don't jinx it.
All right, so far, so good, but I hate it when they say, you know, hey, you're losing too fast, because, I mean, I'm like, isn't that what every TV commercial you've ever seen is, you know, lose this in one month's time. So, anyway, what can I do for you?
Like that, it can't be good for
What's
you.
What's that?
I mean, if they, you know, when they promise it, like, of just 1 month, it can't be good, but I think you're still going to be okay because you're doing it the right way.
Yeah, I hope
it's
so.
It's going to start out fast, but you'll build up a head of steam, and then you'll have it.
And maybe I'll get a tattoo.
That'd be good.
On my upper thigh.
All right.
Just make sure we see it.
It'll say lard. Lard tattoo. What can I do for you, sir?
Well, actually, it's the question for you and Buzz. I am starting to...
You know what I didn't do? Excuse me, sir. I need to interrupt you. You know what? I didn't give the phone number out. Rob, what's the phone number?
It is 1-877-365-3636.
I never give the phone number. That's not my job, right. So I don't do that.
And if you call it, you'll be welcome.
Yes, we will welcome you.
Welcome to my world.
Elvis Aaron Presley, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, everybody, won't you come on in?
Won't you come on in?
We're glad to have each and every one of you here as I talk about being fat.
Miracles, I guess.
And as we celebrate Buzz's birthday.
It's a grand celebration.
Still happens.
Turn that off. Andrew from Wichita, what can we do for you?
Well, I have a little bit of a problem, something you and Buzz may have experienced before. I know you guys have had different colon
surgeries. We're here to help, Andrew.
Surgeries, and I know you hate doing serious advice, but, man, I trust you guys more than I trust any doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
No, don't worry. That was Rob saying doctor. He was doing Elvis Presley. It's a tribute to Elvis. Welcome to our world, Andrew.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
My question is this. When I wake up in the morning, my ritual is much like you guys. I go in, light a cigarette, and have a nice, good morning BM.
That's what we all do.
Yes, we do.
Everybody should know that everyone on the show, the first thing we do is light a cigarette and go in and have a nice BM.
Can't perform without a cigarette.
Do you actually smoke your cigarette while you're having a nice BM?
Oh, dude, it wakes me up, man. I mean, there's no...
No, I mean, but actually, wait a minute. When you're sitting on the toilet,
yes.
You have a lit cigarette in your hand?
I sure do.
How does that involve, like, taking care of personal hygiene?
Well, because first of all, the sink's right there, so easy ashtray. Second of all, the sink's right there. You just grab your toothbrush afterwards, brush your teeth.
Hold on, Andrew. I hate to interrupt you again. Someone's having a coughing fit.
Oh, God. John!
Yeah, there we go. That's all done. So you're on, let's see if we've got this straight. You're on the toilet, you're smoking a cigarette, and hey, what person doesn't enjoy that first morning cigarette while in the middle of a BM? And well, how can we help you?
Well, my question is this.
The
first BM is solid, it's good, no problem. So I finish the rest of my morning ritual, getting ready for work. Mm-hmm. Problem is, about 20 minutes later, I gotta crap again.
Well, that's not really a problem.
That's normal.
See, one of the things Buzz and I suffered from was the inability to do that.
Right.
And, you know, that's another thing about this diet is that, you know, fortunately, she's loading me up on the bran flakes.
That'll do it.
Oh, she's loading me up, Paul, on the bran.
So you're moving the furniture.
Yeah, I guess moving the furniture each and every day. But, I mean, that's a good thing. The more you do that, I would say, the more you evacuate, the better it is for you, Andrew.
Oh, okay. So I don't have to worry about any kind of, I mean, this is not a thing for colon cancer or anything like that you guys know of.
Well, it's very important. How old are you, Andrew?
I'm 25.
You know, no, I don't think you're in that area where you have to worry. 25?
Yes.
How long have you been smoking?
Oh, good God. That's probably since I was about 16 or 17.
Well, if you're truly worried about cancer, maybe stop thinking about your butt and stop smoking.
Yeah, but cancer, you know, might be a little more of a threat with the hooving those cigarettes every day.
Trust me, if I quit smoking now, somebody's going to die.
Good luck with your BMs, Andrew.
Well, thank you very much. Happy birthday, Buzz.
Thank you, sir. Bye bye. All right, that's Andrew with his BMs. And I went to my daughter's T-ball game this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
How was that?
I didn't know she played T-ball.
She plays T-ball, which is very... Yeah, there's a special 5-year-old division where they... That's a little young normally for the T-ball, but she plays the T-ball. I got her a pink batting helmet with a special hole cut in it. I mean, it's not like cut in the back, but it's made that way where it's got a special hole for the ponytail to go through.
Oh, cool.
Wow. So I went to her T-ball game, and I have not done. This is the first time, really, because my kids are very young, that I've gotten into the group athletic thing with parents and stuff like that. And I'm just curious if it's normal when you go to these kind of functions, if it's changed since the days when I was a kid, when, you know, the parents, it was kind of a social club.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if this is because the world has changed, because we live in a crowded area or what, but I'm sitting down at this game 2 inches away from this woman whose kid plays on the same team.
Right.
And I didn't initiate a lot of conversation, but I'd say something like, oh, it's a little chilly today. I'm glad we're in the sun. And you know when you throw something out there for somebody to respond to? And it was like stone cold silence. And it's not that the people are nasty. It's just that there's not that camaraderie with the parents.
Was she like really focused on the game, maybe?
No, I mean, she was focused on...
I mean, I know...
I don't want to get in trouble. I really don't. She was focused on what she was...
was eating.
It was something where I just wonder if that has changed. I wonder whether that's just an isolated circumstance. But I always thought that my idea of Little League is you go out there and it's kind of parents are chatting with one another. Maybe it's maybe I'm in a particularly antisocial league or something like that.
Yeah, maybe.
But but she did great. You know, they win. There's no victor in T-ball. You know, you just go up and put the ball in the tee. Everybody gets to bat and there is no winner and loser. I complained about that. I think
you think it's important that they have a winner?
You know, I don't think they're too young. You know, I explained that to them, that there should be a victor.
Try to get that change.
You know, and they explained to me that if you had unlimited runs, then the team that was up first would always win the game due to the fact that they have an inability to throw the ball to first base and actually get anyone out.
What you should do is every now and then on the ride home, just tell her that she lost today.
To toughen her up?
Yeah, toughen her up a little bit. It'll be good in the long run.
That is a fantastic idea. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey.
Is that guy in that bowel movement thing?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
Doing fine. What about the bowel movement?
About that bowel movement.
Yeah, I don't think I want to hear about that. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Oh, yes, this is Bob.
This is who?
This is Bob.
Bob, how are you?
Bob.
Good, how you doing? Happy birthday, Buzz.
Hi, thank you. Buzz is going to have a big birthday treat in just a few minutes. Hey, Charlie, come on in here. Is Shiloh here yet? Let's find out. Shiloh's coming in for a special one-on-one treat for Buzz. What can we do for you?
I got a quick kidney story here for you.
A kidney story? Excuse me. Charles Broyle has just ambled into the studio.
Hold on, Bob.
Did I thank you yet for taking my parking space today?
Yes, you did.
You know, when you're coming in here and Don's not here and, you know, I'm doing a lot of different things that I normally don't do. It's always
refreshing. You're more prima donna-ish that way.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's just real nice to come in and have all this stuff to do and just see your car sitting there. You know.
That's why you got here so much earlier than normal.
Okay.
Wow.
That's good. Charlie gets the bell. All right, so is the lovely Shiloh here?
Yes, she is.
Okay, we'll tell her, you know, after the break we're going to get to Shiloh.
You might want to think about that, too.
About taking a break?
Yeah.
Thank you, Charlie. Yeah. Always a pleasure. Thanks, Charles.
So long, partner.
You take care, buddy. You know, I always know when I need a friend, it's you, baby. Absolutely. So are we still talking to this guy, or is he gone?
Yeah, it's Bob.
All right, Bob.
I'm still here.
All right, Bob, what's going on?
Not much. I got a quick kidney story for you.
Hey, we love those kidney stories, Bob.
A couple of years ago, a buddy of mine had some painful kidney stones, and as you know, when you pass kidney stones through, you catch them in a strainer.
That's
true. We were out and...
Were you peeing into a strainer?
Yeah, like you're draining pineapple.
Well, see, what people don't realize, I pee into a strainer every day anyway.
And I appreciate you bringing everything you found.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's like the shark in Jaws. Yeah. You found a license plate.
Yeah,
boot.
Laura's actually started making jewelry out of it, but thanks for sharing that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Don.
This is Mike.
How you doing?
Hey, who is this?
Hey, Dad.
What can we do for you?
How you doing, guys?
How you doing?
I don't think this is the how you can do.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think.
How you doing?
What?
How you doing?
Do you want to talk about BM, sir?
How you doing?
How you doing? All right, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Old friend.
Hello?
Hello? Hey, is it Mike?
Yes, it is.
Hey, I had a story for you about the gym and piercings. I had a friend of mine that... Well, first of all, you know those piercings that you see on the real gothic guys that go, like, from their nose to their ear? It's got, like, a chain.
I saw some on the Learning Channel about a guy that actually was... The thing that they do now is they put jewelry under the skin. And they make an incision in the chest, and they wedge the jewelry under the skin so that you can get that on your chest. You can get that Klingon look.
Oh, my God. At least you would never lose it.
This guy they were talking to was in New York City. He actually had... loops, you know, with his earlobes so that they'd been cut out, and he had jewelry in there. He had a bone through his nose.
No kidding.
He had his eyebrows pierced, his lip pierced, and his ears pierced.
Wow.
Yeah.
That pretty much guarantees unemployment.
That's right. And his name was Ken Stevens. But what can we do for you?
Well, have you seen the ones I'm talking about? Where there's like a piercing in the nose and then one in the earlobe, and there's like a chain that goes...
Yeah, I've seen Rob actually up until about 2 weeks ago was wearing that.
No. Mine was nipple to nipple.
I thought yours was scrotum to rectum.
I don't remember. It was so long ago.
Well, all I know is I remember it being fun. But but anyway, we digress, sir.
Well, anyway, my friend has a variant of that. And he's got, you can probably guess where this is going. He's got one, on the Frank and one on the bean.
On the what?
You've got one on the Frank.
The Frank,
and one on
would
the
that
bean.
Be?
The Frank and the bean.
The Frank and the bean. Okay, all right, I understand.
You've got a chain that connects the two, and he calls it a Dick Cheney.
Oh, God. Thank you.
I don't get it.
Thank you very much. Hello, Don and Mike Show. We're going to break in a second anyway. Hello.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Listen, I didn't want to talk about the BM. I just wanted to give you a couple pieces of incentive about the program that you're on.
Mm-hmm.
Lost about 50 pounds over the last year and a half.
Is this Louie Anderson?
What's that?
Is this Louie Anderson?
No.
John Burnett.
But I want to let you know, I know you guys talk well of the subject of sex, and your wife may say she loves you now.
I want to be nice to callers here, but I was bored by that call. Were you bored also?
I was bored a long time ago before you were. Yeah.
Thank you. You were bored actually before we all came in today, weren't you?
No, actually not. I was very thrilled.
Oh, you were?
What?
I'm just talking, Rob. Rob's got a lot on his mind today. And so do I. Oh, God, so do I. I'd like to implore my Democratic friends in the listening audience to maybe just step up to the plate. I don't care. This is not a political discussion, all right? And I know that, you know, Don's not here. Don doesn't like to talk politics.
Right.
I'm kind of into it, but this is not a political thing, okay? This is simply the news story I read today about George W. has now taken a lead in the polls. Is that right, Buzz?
Slight lead. It's still neck and neck.
All right. I'm very surprised that this has happened, but frankly, I'm beginning to... No, I don't need that. I really don't
Want music at all?
No. Well, you can leave it. Now that you started, you know, you never turn this off. But I'll yes, Charlie? But Charlie's microphone's got to be turned on. What?
You have to break.
Can I just say one thing?
Politics?
It's not politics.
Okay.
It's patriotism.
This is me talking here, okay? This has nothing to do with politics. This has everything to do with a vision of me sitting at a lunch table with Tom the Monster, Gavin. I don't want this to happen, all right? I don't care what your politics are, okay? If you've ever felt anything from me personally as a human being, please reverse this trend. Because, you know, Dennis Murphy was one thing. You know I'm serious about this. Dennis Murphy was one thing coming to my house. I don't want to take Tom Gavin to the Palm and sit there like with all the businessmen around here. So if you elect George W. Bush, Tom Gavin and I are going to go to lunch together. I don't want this to happen, okay? You can turn that music off now.
Okay.
That's all. That's all I wanted to say. I'm very, very concerned about this, all right? So please,
understand,
for the love of God! All right? So we have a huge show today. Lots going on. Charles Broyles just made his way back into the studio. Do we need to break again, Charles? All right, turn his microphone. What's that?
Take that phone call on the warm line.
Okay. All right.
You're in trouble now.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Oh, look who's calling. Is this about W?
Yeah, listen, you know, I wake up at 3:30.
Right.
And I call Broyle and I say, how's it going? He says, he's doing great.
This is Mike, incidentally. This is your partner, Mike.
Oh, and incidentally, Mike. Mike who?
I tell you that, you know, I'm glad you're feeling a little bit better. You're still a little rocky, but I tell you, that kind of weirded me out. I was a little freaked out when that happened.
You know, you try getting up like I got up on, I guess it was Monday, whatever the day. Yeah, Monday, you get up and you take a leak, and it's nothing but blood.
Oh, my God. Did you say to Charlie, I didn't mention this, did you say to Charlie, it was like, if anybody's ever gotten a cortisone shot, it was like somebody putting that in your wee-wee?
It still is like that when I pee.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I mean, it's not all blood anymore.
Well, I was hoping that when I did my little, you know, imploring everyone to elect Gore, that you wouldn't be listening to me.
Well, no, I just got out of the shower, and I just thought, you know, you son of a bitch, what a low blow.
Yeah, well, you know, this doesn't happen very often. I got to take my spots.
I know, but listen, it's just not fair. You can't take your shot on a day that I'm not there. You got to have equal time for the repubs.
Well, you know, the reality of this, when this poll came out today, and it's becoming apparent to me. I really don't want to lose this.
That you're going to lose.
Not because, I don't know. I'm not going to predict the future.
But listen, when I turn the radio on,
yes,
it sounded to me like a desperate man.
Well, I'm not going to say that I'm not a little bit desperate.
And that's coming from a man who's bleeding out of his penis. Okay, so that's desperate.
Yeah. Well, if you would like to, I know you're hurting right now, but if you would like, I will give you, you know, obviously, you know, it's your show. I would like to give time.
Listen.
Go ahead. If you want to talk about W,
I don't want to talk about W.
Do you have the strength to do it as you're peeing blood?
Listen, really, that's not funny.
I know. I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh, but
that's not funny. I nearly killed over, and bless my wife. God bless my wife.
You weren't eating beets, were you?
What?
You weren't eating beets.
No, I wasn't, Oprah.
All right, I'm just checking.
Go ahead.
When I originally found out I had this infection because I peed out all this blood,
right?
I called my wife and I said, oh, Jesus, I got to go to the hospital. She said, well, okay, call me and let me know because I'm going to be playing racquetball.
Wow.
That's a great gal I got.
She's a lovely lady.
Hold on to that one.
Well, that's good. I do hope you feel better because, you know, we miss you and we want you to get well.
I hope to be there Friday and have a great time. Just don't take this opportunity to lash out against my man.
But I consider this call technically would be equal time, wouldn't it?
No, this was simply a call about blood in the urine.
You're very confident about your man, though, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
And I'm losing confidence by the moment.
And my fantasy team won again this weekend.
Oh, and I'm going to, you know, next break I'm going to mention that. I actually brought in the statistics.
Even though
to create an atmosphere of sympathy for me.
All my crap guys, I still won.
Let me see, you're on here, too. Don is 6-0. Your winning percentage is 1,000. You have scored 839 points, and your opponents have scored 277 points. And the reason I brought this in is because I'm having a fire sale. Everybody must go.
Really?
Absolutely. I'll talk about that in a second. But
Tech Boomera in the house.
I sure hope you feel better, and I really do hope your man loses.
Hey, and listen, I hope your man loses, and I'm really sorry I hung up on you yesterday.
Well, it was scary. It was just weird because I was telling, I don't know if you heard this part, but when I said, you know, when I got on the phone, it started with, you know, we call each other Charlie. I think a lot of people know that. That's what we, you know, I say, hey, Charlie. He says, hey, Charlie. I said, how you doing? And the first thing I said to you was, how's your penis? And there was a pause, and you sounded like you were rustling the phone, and then you said, who is this? And then as I went on, you hung up, but then you recognized me the second time around. You sound like, even though your voice is still rocky, you sound like you're on the road to recovery.
Yes, there's less blood in my urine today.
That's good. I hope you feel better. I can't imagine how painful that must
be. Well, yeah.
And, you know, on the subject of patriotism, Don, now it occurs to me that all you have to do now is pee white and blue.
Oh, God. That's what I'm dealing with. You understand that?
Yeah.
Wish me luck, Don.
Good luck. I'll be back Friday.
I'll talk to you later.
Hurry back.
Bye, boys.
Bye-bye. Hope you feel better.
That's a brand new Republican, Don Geronimo, and that's all I'll say in the matter. Coming up, we got so much going on today. I don't know if we're going to get to everything, but I do want to try to do the anal monologues today for a trip to San Francisco.
Good. Right.
We are going to call the winners of our J.O. contest,
right.
And we also have a prize for caller 100. That is coming up. So call us the phone number once again, Rob.
1-877-365-3636.
Vote Democrat.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I was just thinking that because, wait a minute, I had this big scare this summer. I had, like, because I kept, you know, everybody urinates, so that's not, like, a big deal.
If you're lucky,
you are. And so, like, my urine was turning orange, and then it was getting oranger, and then redder and redder. And so, like, I called Seven, and I said, God, I don't know how to break it to you, but something really bad, really awful wrong with me. And so then I went to the doctor, and you know what it was? Licorice.
Beets.
I've been eating too many beets at the salad
Carrot
bar.
Can do it.
Because it got redder and redder and redder, so I thought, I am really sick. But it was just beef.
Come on over, baby. America's most cunning linguist, Don and Mike.
Thank you very much, Dude Walker. We are back, and we're back, Rob.
How about you, Mike?
How you doing? Breathe, Rob. Good to be here. Yes, sirree. And Don's not here. He'll be back on Friday. Right. He ate too many beets. Without further ado, let's get right to the big winner, Rob Spiewak. Play those touchdowns, baby. How you doing?
How you doing, Mike?
All right. Here we go. Caller 100. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. I am caller 100.
Yes, you are. Where are you calling from?
Hagerstown, Maryland.
And who is this?
This is Chris Blankenship.
What?
Chris Blankenship.
How are the baby Blankenships that I hear in the background there, Chris?
I've got a little boy who's 4 years old. Bro.
Baby Blankenship.
Little baby Blankenship, having so much fun. congratulations, sir. You won a pair of tickets to the WJFK, WashingtonPost.com, Cars.com, Sacco and Vizette. You know, how many more names are they going to put? you won Toys for Big Boys tickets.
Toys?
Oh, good. Yes, it's the big event, 85,000 square feet of the most cutting-edge stuff you could ever wish for. Toys for Big Boys will be held on Saturday, October 14th at the Capitol Expo Center in Chantilly. That's from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. And you have tickets. And Don and I are going to be out there to say hello. We're going to be out there with, the way I understand it, a couple of Playboy Bunny.
Wow.
Oh.
We'll be at the Toys for Big Boys event Saturday. We're going to be there from, when are we going to be there? 1 to 2. We're going to be in the Old Virginia Tobacco Company Cigar Lounge with Gary Pesh.
Oh, joy.
Gary Pesh will be there saying, hey, guys, thanks so much for coming by. Thanks for being in my Old Virginia Tobacco Company Cigar Lounge. Thank you, Gary.
Our appearance is sponsored by Old Virginia Tobacco Company and Playboy.
Ah.
Does that mean Hef is technically sponsoring us?
He may be there.
Yeah, you're allied with Hef.
So if there's any chance I'd like you to get the bunnies out there, we'd like to get Don and Mike. We really like to have Don and Mike stop by and B&R, but that's what you're going to. It's supposed to be awesome. They're going to have, as Tom Gavin would say, it's real awesome. Yeah, I've got Tom Gavin on the brain. You can understand why.
Sure. Yes.
And there will be Playboy bunnies in the cigar lounge too. Does that sound good?
Excellent.
All right, so Mr. Blankenship, dump the kid. You know, come out there and have a good time. Okay.
Okay.
What?
One thing I had a humorous urination story for you.
Do you really? Well, we'll save that for when we do the urinary tract monologue. Okay.
You were talking about quitting drinking and all. It was something that happened.
All right, go ahead. Tell us your story. I won't be mean. Go ahead.
Okay. Back about 12 years ago, a buddy of mine moved from Maryland to Florida with his fiance, and he asked me to drive the moving van and tow his pickup truck.
Right.
In the front seat, I got a cat, a dog, and a piranha in a tank in the floorboard. Okay. We drove straight through 24 hours. When we got there, we drank for 2 days. Now, we're staying with the fiance's grandmother. Okay. They put me on the couch. In the middle of the night, I must have got up to go to the bathroom. And the bathroom was to the left, but I made a right. Now, this lady had a son who was in his 30s who was an alcoholic. And I walked into a room.
Mr. Blankenship, how long is this story? Hey. How long is this story going to go?
It's over just about right now.
All right, forget it.
I thought it was a very lovely story.
It was. Wow.
And you tell it so well.
Sure you did. That's right.
With such enthusiasm.
He had the Blankenship gift of gab.
Ah, he's got that Blankenship wit. All right, Buzz, get over here. It's time for your birthday.
All right.
Yes, that's right. Buzz Burbank, as we mentioned before on the show, 85 years young today.
He looks great.
The thing about Buzz, he continues to amaze us. Buzz is 85 and still doing the news and still actually walks down to the mailbox to pick up his mail each and every day. And Buzz, we have a treat, and she's making her way into the studio right now. Please welcome Shiloh! Hello, Shiloh.
Guys.
How are you today?
We're well.
Now, you're missing your partner, who is normally here. Where is Jenna today, Shiloh?
You know, I wanted to be the star.
Oh, really?
Put her, you know.
She's not in the trunk of your car, is she? You didn't put her in the trunk of your car or anything like that.
How do you know?
Really? What are you, you have, like, neat eye things on here.
Liquid glitter underneath my eye.
Now, did I hear, were you in some kind of car accident or something like that?
Yes.
I mean, Charlie finds out all that stuff.
I know, it was a good thing that you guys canceled yesterday because on Old Georgetown Pike, some young guy in his 2001 BMW decides to smash into my car. He hit my axle and it cracked. And thank God, because I have a Corvette. If he hit my door, I would have been gone.
I bet he didn't yell at you.
55 miles per hour. See the bruise?
Were you wearing what you're wearing right now? Yes, Charlie Broyhill's coming in here, yes. He's adjusting the microphone.
So we can hear her.
Yeah, you know, you're always so attentive. I appreciate that, Charlie. Thank
you. Speaking of the accident, I also would like to thank Larry from Latham's Towing in Silver Spring.
Wonderful.
He helped me out.
I do.
And thank God for the airbags.
Now, Buzz, Buzz, is there anything you'd like to say to all of us on the occasion of your 85th birthday?
I'd like to say thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for my wonderful birthday.
That's terrific. And Shiloh, you want to give
one-on-one attention.
You want to give your website a plug? You want to do that?
www.2xposed.com or call 301-486-POSE.
Very good.
Can I say one more thing?
You sure can, yes. Shiloh. Absolutely.
It's time to kill. I just got back from the Hawaiian Tropic in Vegas, the National Hawaiian Tropic. That was 25.
Really?
Congratulations.
Yes.
Fantastic.
That was really cool. And I'm going to be, since I didn't win, and it's a very political race, it's very hard. I need
everybody. Don's not here. Shiloh's just going wild right now with the
plug. I'll take Don's place.
Right,
I need everyone's help. It's You can vote for me on the site HawaiianTropicGirls.com.
Okay.
Just like it sounds.
Very good.
Look for Concord, New Hampshire is what I represented, in Shiloh.
Concord, New Hampshire?
I need all the help I can get.
Really? Is that where you're from, that area?
I just made it up? I was a photo entry, so they just kind of gave me what they had left.
Oh.
It was either that or Montana, and I don't think I looked
good. Now that we know the contest is rigged, Shiloh, that's true. Good.
All right, Buzz, sit down. Take your place of honor, and let's get the microphone down here. All right, hold on. Buzz is moving into position over here.
Well, actually, I have a card for you.
All right. Oh, you've got a card. Fantastic.
You know what I did? This is hilarious.
That's my lunch.
This is a bag
there.
I grabbed. Sorry.
My diet lunch right there.
Oh, wait, sorry.
Okay. She's got it right here. You got a little gift for Buzz?
Brought her groceries in.
Very good. Oh, look at that. She just touched herself. All right.
I can see.
What is the? This is a card for Buzz. Buzzy Poo on the outside. Open it up, Buzz.
It's your birthday. There's a Dalmatian on the front.
This is a sweet card.
Happy birthday, Buzz. Shiloh, the best. That's very nice. That's very nice, Shiloh. Thank you very much.
All right, very good.
Now, thank you.
Let the games begin, Shiloh.
Certainly gave us plug in
on my glasses. Very good. All right. Now, this is a solo thing. This is interesting.
It is interesting.
Shiloh is wearing a silver bikini for the moment. Now, Shiloh is putting out a little fire on Buzz's lap. Very good. Very good.
Very nice.
Boy, that feels something right. Doesn't take him long.
Yeah, pretty good for 85 years young, isn't it?
Okay.
Look at Buzz Burbank. And this is great. This is where he's young at heart, Rob.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now Shiloh is turning around to face Buzz. And
look at those wise old eyes.
Ride the old pony, Shiloh.
Oh, yes.
Shiloh's riding the old pony now. Oh, there. The top has come off.
Wow, very good.
Top has come off here. That's a hi, Alan. Kind of weird the way he walked by at that moment.
Very well timed.
Just checking things out, seeing his radio stations in good hands.
Sure, making sure everything is going as the way
now,
he wants.
Now, Shiloh, are you taking, Buzz, you wearing that girdle thing again today?
No.
All right, very good. She's unbuttoned Buzz's shirt. I'm not sure I really want to see that, but hey, isn't he in great shape for an 85-year-old guy?
He looks terrific. I hope to look half that good at that age.
Wow. This is great. Do you think he's in good shape? Are you feeling his muscles? I say that plural. Very good. Yeah, very good. Did you bring any toys with you, Shiloh?
Who do you think you're talking to?
There, who do you think you're talking to?
Oh, boy.
Fantastic. And bottom's coming off here, Buzz.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
There it is.
Fantastic. And Shiloh, I see you've got the all-over tan happening pretty well.
A little bit, yeah.
Very nice.
I had to get tan for the Hawaiian Tropics, you know.
Oh, good, good.
Sure.
It's all about tan.
Quite a bit of sculpting has been done, too. That is a definite landing strip right there.
You know what? I have a little birthday surprise for you.
A little birthday surprise. All right, fantastic. Buzz loves surprises, but not really like shocking surprises, because, you know, what with his heart. Oh, the cupcakes and whipped cream have come out.
Oh, this would be nice.
Me and Lisa decided to, sample one before.
Oh, really? Have you done any dancing with our Lisa?
Oh,
terrific.
The last Las Vegas style show?
Yes, that's fantastic.
The drunken.
Yeah, great. Good job. Recruit her.
That's right. She's recruiting her with cupcakes.
Oh, here comes the whipped cream.
Lisa, would you like to come in here and see Buzz receive his birthday nude?
Shiloh,
he's getting cupcakes out. Yes, Buzz?
As lovely and as beautiful as ever.
Spoken like a true octogenarian, Buzz.
I have a nice cupcake.
Hi, Lisa.
My partner right here.
All right, everybody's in here right now, except for Charles Broyhill, who is conspicuously absent. What are you doing there, Shiloh?
Fix this cupcake right between my...
Your boobs?
Yes, and see if you can eat it all.
All right, Buzz is now going to eat his birthday. Hold on. Let's get a microphone up there.
Oh, yeah.
How's that cupcake,
Buzz?
That's the best cupcake I've ever had.
And that spells credibility.
Yeah. Now, that's from a newsman.
Mm.
Best cupcake he's ever had.
Way to serve him, too.
Oh, that's great. Look at that. And, you know, with his teeth. His store-bought teeth. Pretty amazing. He can get his gums around that, isn't he? Buzz, are you polygrip or what do you use for your teeth?
Super glue.
Super glue.
Wow. Excellent.
Good job. Hey, good job eating that cupcake. You got to clean the icing up on the left one, on lefty and righty, Buzz.
Are you sure you're 85?
Good job. He doesn't seem it, does he? Now, there's whipped cream about.
Let's always leave the campsite neater than you found it.
Ready?
There you go. So let me clean up this whipped cream and icing.
That's the sound. Oh.
Little birthday.
Turn that music down a little bit, Rob. So
gotta have
his
cake and eat it too.
All right, you gotta clean up the rest of it.
All of it. I want
to. All of it?
Chicken fan.
All right.
They're getting hard now. Teasing me.
Oh, dear me.
Buzz loves his birthday.
How'd I do? Shiloh, you do a nice solo show. A lot of people walking by the window, Rob.
That's yeah, that was Madonna that just walked by.
Come and visit me.
Hello, Madonna.
All right.
Way to serve a cake. You never know what you're going to see at the old Fun Ranch, huh?
How you doing?
How about you, Buzz?
How you doing? All right. What's next, Shiloh?
Since it's Buzz's birthday, I give him some free training.
Free training?
Toy training.
Really?
I'm going to show him how to work a toy on a woman.
Oh,
And for our listeners, I'm going to educate you also.
Okay.
Wow, so get your pencil out.
This is always the stage of the game where we have to kind of monitor Shiloh's detail.
Exactly.
Yes, fantastic. Now, she's opening up her little pink... Her little white and pink satchel with all sorts of stuff. Look what she's got. Hey, it's a Playboy bunny.
Bag of tricks.
Fantastic. How you doing, old man Burbank?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Oh, here comes Pinky.
Actually, yeah, you can
Pinky.
This ain't no Tupperware party.
Pinky the dildo. Yeah, that's nice. Is that a battery-operated machine there?
Actually, the Energizer bunny ran out.
Oh, really? So the batteries are out. All right, putting a little baby oil.
It's sort of gummy looking, isn't it?
First, you gotta dampen the equipment.
Okay, dampen the equipment. Very good.
And dampen down there.
Prep the area. You'll notice it's getting quiet in here right now.
Now,
can we get a microphone down there?
Yeah,
I don't think it's gonna reach.
I think it'll reach.
All right. No, it's me just grabbing the microphone. Now, are you looking for...
Here more,
yeah, that'd be great, Shiloh. Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, little buddy.
Now we
That's
know
great. Yeah, Jack and Bert in the morning.
Get it wet.
Fantastic. That's Shiloh here with toys, sex toys. Yes, Charlie? Chuzz Broyhill has made his way into the studio. You helping out?
I'm just trying to
Thanks
help
so
you,
much.
Mike.
Thank you. Did I tell you that yet? Yeah, thank you.
Are you going to help him explain what's going on?
No, that's okay. Yeah. Buzz can do that. All right. Now Buzz has got his back to me, so you got to tell me what's going on, Buzz. I can't really see.
Most people think that when they do this, they should just jam it all the way in, grind it all around.
Uh-huh. She, of course, is talking about the spring planting.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Bulbs.
And
all right.
Yeah, you can't, you know, ground that soil.
Right.
So,
exactly.
That's the best thing to do is slip it. There.
Yes. Yes. Very good. There. That's good, Shiloh. That's good. There. That's good.
And angle the bottom of the equipment toy down and aim up.
Tip it forward.
You might want to speak up, Shiloh, because he's a little hard of hearing.
Okay. So you got to find... I hope I can say this.
How's that?
Oh, here, grab this end of it.
How you doing, Spot?
Aim up.
Ironically, Mike is sitting in G's spot.
Boy, Buzz good.
How are you? Oh, dear.
He's really good at this.
Have I found it?
He found it, all right.
Wow, those plants will come up quick.
You know, his vision's not what it used to be.
Just wiggle your arm. Give a little shake for the vibration.
We might be able to hear something here.
Just a little shake in there. Well, look at Buzz's face. He's getting into it.
Yes.
He looks like a porn star.
Oh, my goodness.
I just want to do this well.
He's doing a very good job.
You see Buzz's earring?
I think he could bring him.
He's got an earring.
Sexy.
Isn't that nice and modern?
Yeah, it is.
It's modern.
For 85, he's in style.
I am a modern man.
That earring was given to him by the Indians.
Now
that
Buzz has learned how to do this.
Before the first Thanksgiving.
Now that he is
Oh, wow. Oh, that was good, Buzz. Nice
What's
job.
Next? What's next? More.
The facial harness. Buzz, are you ready for it?
Hello, old friend.
Do you think we really need to do that?
Yes, we do, Buzz.
He knows how to use
Absolutely. Bring out the facial harness for Buzz because it's your 85th birthday and everybody's partying.
That's right.
Very exciting. What's that, Shiloh?
Here's a good announcement. My true one girl.
One girl what?
What was the word I was looking for?
One girl show. That's good. And you've worked solo before,
what a
Shiloh.
Girl.
Shiloh's doing a good job solo.
Absolutely.
Absolutely a true professional.
Oh, this seems familiar.
There it is.
Hello, old friend. Buzz is now wearing the gummy penis.
It looks like he's smoking a big rubber pink cigar.
There it is. Hey, where are the pictures I was supposed to see? Where's the camera? I wish we could get a camera. I'd love to get a shot of this.
Put this on.
There's a Polaroid, Shiloh?
That Jenna left here before.
Oh, really? Well, if we can find a camera, this is a real opportunity to get a good shot of Buzz.
We really need these.
We don't need this? Hey, Buzz. Buzz is wearing a facial mask right now. Buzz, are you going to wear this at Halloween?
Yes, I am.
That'll be great. You'll be popular. Hey, she's putting some whipped cream on the end of the mask.
Hmm.
Oh, my.
Oh, this is fun to watch.
It is fun to watch.
Who else should be here?
Rob, you've been strangely silent during this
entire
segment.
I'm just imagining Buzz greeting trick-or-treaters with that on. I think it might be nice around the neighborhood.
Wonderful. Uh-huh. All right.
All right, kids.
Buzz, now, if I can paint the picture, if we're not doing that, we're breathing, so bear with us. Buzz has the appendage on his face on the harness, and now, what is that material you're putting on there, Shiloh? Oh, really?
The best.
Oh, really? What's it called?
Astroglide. And you know what? They even sell it at CVS.
Really? Astroglide?
Oh, you're right. You have an emergency.
Fantastic.
Go to the 24-hour CVS.
Used in films across the country.
Yeah.
Vish Astroglide.
Vish Astroglide. How you doing?
How you doing?
Oh, dear.
Vish Astroglide.
This seems like it might be the wrong direction.
Okay. Buzz is now approaching Shiloh from behind.
Position.
Okay. Very good.
Ground, aiming up like I
think Buzz has snaps on top of his head.
Buzz.
Here we go.
Yeah.
All right, let's move her over here a little bit.
Doing all
over.
So our listeners can hear that. Turn that music down a little bit, Rob.
Very damp in here.
All right. If you listen carefully, you might be able to hear something.
Mm. Oh, yes.
That's not anything.
That's not her.
That's me. How you doing, Buzz?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Oh, dear. Watch out.
Mm-hmm.
Got to concentrate, Buzz.
I was trying.
I talked to him, and he lost his concentration.
Have to focus on the task at hand.
His target there.
It's like riding a bicycle, though.
It's like
riding. Put it back on.
Hey, you want Buzz to lie down on his back, Shiloh, again? Want to do that one again? Huh? You want to do that? Lie down on your back. I love that one. That's the total Buzz, 85-year-old submissive. All right, now Buzz is lying down.
Buzz is so quick and listening.
He's fantastic. Oh, God, Buzz's shirt is open to his navel.
I didn't need to see that.
I did not need to see that.
Yeah. That's how he would be at this time if he was at home.
Right.
Someone is tiny.
Here we go. All righty, Buzz. Mm. Oh, dear.
Oh, that's
hi, Buzz.
Real good.
Sing something, Buzz.
Sing the national anthem. Now.
Oh, say can you see where the dawn's early light? What's so proud we wear at the twilight's last gleaming?
When I say he's really excited right now.
Oh, I didn't see you were checking him. Very good.
Very patriotic.
Oh, dear. Pretty good for an 85-year-old. There it is, Shiloh.
Nice.
Fantastic. What's that?
Oh,
watch out. Don't land on the trash can.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
Very good. That wouldn't be fun. All right, what are we doing here now?
I'm taking my mask real quick.
Oh, okay. All right, oh, my.
Wow.
She's cleaning the mask.
Wow.
Just like a cat would clean it.
My guess would be that Astroglide isn't toxic.
I don't think so. It's edible, right?
Absolutely.
Yay! Good job. Buzz, is this the best birthday ever?
This is the best birthday ever.
You can take the mask off him. Shiloh!
Hey, good job. That was terrific.
Thank you, Buzz. Happy birthday to you. All right, Shiloh, now go ahead. Get all your plugs in. You deserve it. Buzz, any final words on your fabulous birthday celebration?
You know, we've had the two-girl shows. We've had the four-girl shows.
Mm-hmm.
Never underestimate the power of a one-girl show.
Bravo! Right.
Especially when that girl is Shiloh.
Absolutely. Now, your partner in crime is retiring. Is that correct? She's getting out of the business?
Yes, at the end of the month.
Well, I think, do we have any birthdays coming up anytime soon? I mean, we really need to get you two for one final show.
I agree.
I mean, even if it's not a birthday
anymore.
A farewell show.
Exactly.
That would be the best show ever.
Would be a great show.
All right, go ahead. That's give your fun. Plugs there, Shiloh. Okay, go ahead.
You can see all the girls. There's actually a few new girls. We're doing a shoot of tomorrow. Oh, no, Friday. I'm sorry. You can see all the girls at www.
Uh-huh.
At the number 2, letter X.
Right.
POSED.com or call 301-486 POSC486POSE. And please help me out and vote for me for the
Hawaiian Tropic. Yes, you're representing what, Bangor, Maine? Is that what it is?
No? Or New Hampshire.
Concord, New Hampshire.
That's
yes,
right.
All right, so Shiloh is representing Concord, New Hampshire, and vote for her in the Hawaiian Tropic thing. And Buzz,
Hawaiian Tropic Girls,
happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday,
thank
Buzz.
You.
Thank
right.
you all.
Thanks.
What a nice
fantastic. All right, everybody get out. Everybody, please. Thank you, everyone. Everyone, hey, get out of here. Thank
and
you.
Good day. And remember to vote Concord.
Concord, New Hampshire.
That's right. That's who she represents.
Have you ever been to Concord, New Hampshire?
I have never had the pleasure of heading up to it. They call it the...
I don't think you're missing anything. But...
Really? Okay.
I mean, I'm sorry.
No, wait. That's I'm sure it's a lovely place. No, don't disparage Concord, New Hampshire unless
Concord
you've been
great.
To Concord.
As a matter of fact, I think they call it the Big C, don't they?
I think so, yeah. And when you're ever up there, try the maple syrup. It's fantastic.
It's delicious in Concord.
Thank you, Shiloh.
Thank you, guys. Bye to the listeners, too.
Bye-bye. There she goes. We always like to watch Shiloh walk out.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, quite a performer.
Oh, boy.
She gives and gives.
She does.
Right, somebody's on hold. I think we need to download and talk to a caller. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
Always great to get a Shiloh show. And without Jenna. what can we do for you, sir?
I'm just calling to say hello.
It's 40.
Mr. 40. Mr. 40.
Hey, 40, did Charlie call you?
No, not that I know.
No, that would have been helpful. Hey, 40, you know, tomorrow on the show, you can win a trip for two to go with you to Detroit to see Tyson versus Galata. And that's courtesy of Comcast, Cox Cable, and District Cable Vision. Tyson versus Galata in demand live on Friday, October 20th. Call now to order this pay-per-view event. 40, you had said that, you know, it's got to be a guy, right? Because your wife wouldn't like that.
Yeah, right.
So we got to do it. We decided that for tomorrow's show, in order to win the trip, and is there any way you can come down here and judge this? Because we're going to have people write, guys have to write 40 a poem.
Oh, come on.
And they have to tell you why, you know, why they want to go to Detroit with you to see Tyson versus Golota, to go on your date with 40. Now, can you get down here tomorrow so you can be a judge?
I'm going to have to check. That's short notice.
Well, you know, I mean, say it's a trip to Detroit. You know, you can do it over the phone if you can't make it down here. But what I want people to
I'm sure you make a rational decision. And
no, you know, if you can call in and judge over the phone if you can't make it down here. But what I want people to do for tomorrow's show is to, what's the matter, a little messy in here? Charlie? Charles Broyhill is coming. You're going to tell me when we need to break, too, right?
Oh, I sure will.
Thanks so much.
Yeah.
What you got there, Charlie?
He's got a harness.
A strap-on holder.
Yeah, you do.
Strap-on holder.
Yeah, he does. Oh, you missed a good show there, 40.
It, 40.
Shiloh was soloing. So how you doing?
I'm chilling.
You chilling?
Making ends meet. Hey, Buzz.
I tell you, got to give Buzz his props there, 40.
Happy birthday, dog. Happy birthday.
Hey, thank you, 40. He feels you, even at 85 years young.
Mike, I know you're listening. Get well.
We want
you eating those beets.
Yeah, I know. Beets are very painful. Absolutely. You know,
every time.
You eat too many beets and it just burns. It's terrible. It's very nasty. But if you can, come down here tomorrow, okay?
Right.
Are you drinking 40s right now?
Nah. Just sipping on a Heineken I had left over in the cooler.
Sipping on a Heineken?
It's a crapshoot.
It's
gonna
not
have.
Your style, though. I'm surprised you don't have a 40.
Oh, that's later on.
40, did you hear Mike gave up drinking?
I heard.
I'm sorry, 40.
That was like a big elephant in the room. I was trying to avoid.
Yeah. You know, I mean, don't worry. I'll probably fall off hard. You know, really, I'll probably just come in here stinking.
No. Not you, Mike.
I'll walk
not
in here
you.
One day, just, I mean, right during the show. I'll vomit right during the show.
You'll be strong, like me.
But anyway, listen, 40, I do want, if you can't come down, please call tomorrow because we want you to judge this thing, okay?
Okay.
And, you know, it's wide open, but it's got to be a poem. We will not accept any roses or red violets or blue.
Good.
And, you know, it has to be a poem telling 40 what you mean to him.
Does it have to rhyme?
What he means to you.
Does it have to rhyme, or can it be like a free verse?
It could be a haiku.
It could be a haiku.
Like, I'll give you a haiku right
not
now.
Not necessarily. I am Big Pentameter.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
40. Beer. Boxing. A good day, the sun rises. Something like that. You can
That'd
do
be nice.
But we want good poems for 40. If you'd like to go to Detroit to see the Tyson-Galata fight, you know, you got to do it tomorrow. Call us with your poem. So write it tonight and read it to us tomorrow. And if we pick you the winner, we'll have a panel of judges here, and you'll go. And 40 will be make the final decision as to who he wants to go with, okay?
All righty then.
How many Heinekens have you had there, 40?
Nah, just one. It was just left over in the cooler. You know, I had to work out first. We kind of equalize all that. Out, so I don't have to quit.
Say, dog, you have to get busy with those heinies.
All right, 40, call us tomorrow, all right?
He's gone.
You heard
him. Put him away.
I feel you, dog.
Hey, man.
Peace out.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's Mr. Bye, 40. All right, Don and Mike Show.
I'm Jack Cassidy, and I'm on fire. I'm on fire for Buzz. Happy birthday, Buzz.
Thank you, Jack.
Have I mentioned I'm bisexual?
Yes, yes, you have. That's Jack Cassidy.
I'm on fire for you, Buzz.
And my friend who's, really, if I haven't taken this opportunity to say how invaluable Charles Broyhill is to me, he's made his way back into the studio, yes?
Yeah, I just want to let...
Well, that's a little surprise.
What are you doing?
What was that for? What?
I said that out loud, didn't I?
Oh, my God, why?
We didn't break?
What's that?
We weren't in a break just then?
No.
No. Oh.
Now, what happened?
Nothing.
You just wanted to get that off your chest?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Well, but we need to break.
That's a way mice will play. You've wanted to do that for a long time. You.
That's
hey, Charlie.
Hey.
Just remember, I'll be watching you. Have you seen the movie, Buzz?
Yes, I have.
When De Niro says that, I'll be watching you.
It's a great movie.
All right, coming up next, we're going to call our winners in the big J.O. contest. Yes, the sex theme continues. How you doing?
How you doing?
We'll call the big winners in the J.O. contest. That's right, one videotape among all others is the big winner, and they're going to win a trip to L.A. That's coming up next on the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show. A wop, bop, a loop, bop, a wop, bam, boom. You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm going to do?
No, I don't.
I'm going to take a bath.
I'll alert the media.
You want to run my bath for me?
What do you live for? Perhaps you'd like me to come in there and wash your dick for you, you little shit.
You know, Arthur, your father is going to demand that you marry Susan.
I don't care what he demands. Oh, stay with me a minute, Hobson. You know, I hate to be alone.
Yes, bathing is a lonely business.
Except for fish.
I beg your pardon. Did you say except for fish?
Yes. Fish all bathe together, although they do tend to eat one another. I often think fish must get awfully tired of seafood. What are your thoughts, Hobson?
Kind of like a 5-foot fecal coil of comedy. The Don and Mike Show.
Is that the greatest thing ever? I fell out of the goddamn car!
All right. We're back.
Hi.
And we are back, and man, Shiloh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty good show.
She's great.
Great show. I want to thank her for coming in. In this break, we're going to actually call the people that have won the J.O. contest. That's coming up. But I wanted to read something that was on the New York Post website this morning. And this speaks to something Don brought up a couple of weeks ago, actually, about radio contests. I'm really glad. You know, we talk about a lot of stuff in this business and a lot of disc jockeys and a lot of crap and a lot of stuff that goes on that is just not right. And this was about the contest, the $100,000, $10,000 contest that they're running.
An hour.
The Jammin' Oldies contest,
right,
and they're running them all around the country here. It's nice to see that somebody picked up on it. This guy, John Mainelli, I think that's his name in the New York Post. This is all about that contest that was a bogus contest where they'd make it sound like you won a fantastic money prize in one city when, in fact, the contest goes all over the country.
Right.
So let me read this to you. It says, if you've been trying to grab your share, this is about New York, if you have been trying to grab your share of Z100's $100,000 Thursdays contest, and you believe you're competing just with fellow New Yorkers, sorry, you're wrong. Now, this is exactly what we were talking about. It's nice to see it in print. The Post has learned that you are, in fact, vying with contestants in up to 50 states, thanks to the Synergy 1,000 station giant clear channel brought to New York just days after it took over popular Z100 and four other radio stations last month. So this is basically explaining what's going on with this contest. There's nothing wrong with running a national contest as long as you're completely honest with your local listeners.
There you go.
That's Tom Cuddy talking right there, programming VP for Disney ABC's WPLJ 95.5. If the station has nothing to hide, why wouldn't it disclose every time the contest is played that you'll be competing with a national audience?
Exactly.
So that was one of our deals. They actually mention it maybe one time, two times a day.
Uh-huh.
And when they do, they actually do it very quickly, and it's kind of buried.
In that disclaimer-style voice.
So it says, indeed, you need sharp ears to catch a fast-moving, once-a-day announcement that subtly reveals the contest is nationwide. But executives wouldn't comment on the number of stations. This is where they're stupid.
Right.
This is where they got to throw their arms up in the air and say, hey, start again. But no, they're so into the deception. They're so into continuing, you know, how you doing?
Don't tell them, man.
Yes,
say, how you doing?
Our listeners are stupid, man. Let me tell you, woo! Right now. We're going to give you a chance to win the big prize, but we know you're stupid. It's all over the country, not just in your city. We're not going to tell you the city where the winner comes from. Woo! Clear Channel is now technically more forthcoming. Technically, I emphasize that word.
Right,
about
sure.
its big bucks contest than it was before. It paid a Florida man $80,000 last May to settle charges of deceptive trade practices related to earlier similar contests. Once a day, a Motor Mouth Z100 announcer speaks through the contest rules that include two subtle disclaimers. They go, this station is participating in a contest with other Clear Channel stations.
Right.
Now, they probably say it like, the station is presenting the concert with those curious examiners.
Sure.
On to winning of the week. So that's the way. We're going to do it right now. We're going to screw you. Listeners are getting screwed.
Absolutely.
It, says,
how you doing?
It'll vary based on entries from these and other states. Contest varies. I'm winning $1 million. Clear Channel regional execs John Fulham, this is probably one of the rocket scientists that came up with this, says the disclaimers ran four times a day during the first week of the contest.
Okay. Of course.
So is that what they're saying, that it actually ran during the first week of the contest?
And four times a day.
They stopped it, and it started September 21st. It ends October 19th. That's the fall book, baby.
Sure.
When you want to get those ratings up. Woo-hoo! How you doing? Because we feel that listeners want a shot to win more money. Hi, this is Smokey Rivers. We feel that listeners want a shot to win more money, even though it involves other markets, Fulham told the Post. Like Powerball, they want bigger payoffs.
Sure.
We didn't feel it necessary to share with them that they're competing against people all over the country.
Of course not.
Now, calls to the contest where the winners have to be the 25th in line after hearing each hour's pre-designated payoff song.
The payoff song!
Are processed in the mid... This is what cracks me up about this. So you think you're calling a radio station says the calls are processed, I like that word, processed in the Midwest, where tape of the excited winner is then fed back to participating stations and is played by the local DJs, man. We want to congratulate Joe Blow. Joe's our big winner. Not from Washington, but we're not going to bother to tell you that. Fantastic. How you doing? Though it's not doing so in New York, Clear Channel was ordered by Florida to include winners' cities and states and to stop all the... you tell them cities and then they'd come up with similar cities.
Hey, congratulations, you called in from Springfield.
That's what I was thinking of, too, Springfield.
Every state has one.
So it says, Florida, let me see, stop altering interviews to make it seem as though winners are talking to a local DJ. So there it is. It's in print in the New York Post, and I think that's pretty good stuff.
I think it's funny calling out to the Midwest, some radio sweatshop in the middle of Kansas.
Let me explain to you. My name is Joe Blow, the program director. Here's how we do it. We recognized a long time ago that our listeners are not bright, and we can pull the wool over their eyes, and that's why we've decided to process all our calls in Wichita, Kansas. That's exactly where it's happy. But I just think that sucks, and I'm glad.
It does.
I'm glad they're getting this publicity, and maybe they'll stop it and do an honest contest.
And you see what can happen if a real reporter gets a hold of that story?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, there's something we can sit here and jawjack about it all day long, but when you actually read it, you see it in print. As much as I hate to say that,
it just
adds a little something to it. And I'm glad they got caught.
Yeah, there are a few credible print reporters out there.
Absolutely. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Mike Amaro, I give you my four-syllable greeting. How you doing?
How you doing? Yes, sirree. You're the 25th in line. You heard the super song. You're going to win $1 million. Yes, sirree. Were you processed in the Midwest?
Thanks for calling.
I was.
Thanks for calling Iowa.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Mike.
Yes.
Don, happy birthday.
Hold on, sir. It's Buzz's birthday. It's his 85th birthday today.
Yes, Buzz. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Get well to Don.
I want to let you guys know, you guys were mentioned nakednews.com.
Nakednews.com?
Oh, that website that has the naked anchormen, or women in this case.
How did that happen?
Well, at the end of the newscast on yesterday's, they said, I'd like to thank Don and Mike for mentioning us on the radio.
Really?
From WNEW.
Oh, really?
Oh, fantastic.
Well, that's good. All right, nice to get a little publicity. Fantastic. Read by naked people. And I've never seen that website, but you liked it, right?
I'll bring it up for you.
And they have full frontal hair and everything?
Yeah,
yes,
full...
It's, It's really good quality, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very good. All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Rob and Mike?
Yes, right here.
Yeah, I called Rob about a week ago, and he called me a filthy, needy whore, and I wanted to give him an update on the advice he gave me to charge for sexual favors.
Oh, really? Well, I'm sorry you're not going to be able to do that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. Can I get Don and Mike's website?
Don and Mike's website? Yeah, okay. You ready?
Yeah.
You have a pen?
Yep.
Okay, it's www.
www.
Got that part?
Yep.
Dot. S-C-A.
C-A.
S-C-A.
T-L. C-A what?
It's S-C-A.
F-C-A.
T-L. Are we going too fast for you here?
Okay.
Let me do it from the beginning. Okay, it's www.
Dot.
www. Dot. S-C-A-T.
Okay.
L-O-V-E-R.
L-O-V-E-R.
Dot com. That's it.
Dot com.
Okay, you want to read that back to me?
Okay, it's www.fcac.
No, you don't have us. It's S-C-A-T.
He does not get it.
Okay, did you correct that?
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
All right, so it's read it back to me, please. I want to make sure you, in particular, get it just right, isn't it?
www.
www.
Dot.
Uh-huh.
C-A-C.
I'm sorry, sir. That's a shame. You won't be able to enjoy our fine work on scatlover.com.
I hate those egg-headed computer guys.
Hello, Don Mike Show. Hello.
Mike.
Yes.
Congratulations.
On what?
On your new show.
It's not a new show, sir.
The Mike and Rob A. Show, and I'm here for the conception of it. I can't believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Got my blanket all spread out. I'm all ready.
Oh, shut up. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, this is Adam. I was hoping I could talk to Don or Mike, please.
Well, you know, we happen to be right here.
Oh, is that a fact?
Yes, it is.
Yes, Adam.
Hi, Adam. How you doing?
Very well. How about you guys?
You're on the air now, Adam. What can we do for you?
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Adam's checking in.
You guys
yeah, how are you doing? You're Cherie. Okay. And let me just say, Lisa is looking lovelier than ever. We spent a lovely weekend in the Shenandoah Valley looking at the leaves and drinking martinis. Yes, go ahead, Adam.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Five.
Hold on a second. Hello, you're on the air.
I want to say happy birthday to Buzz. I love to sing the national anthem again.
Well, just hello. Oh, hold on. You'll have plenty of time. You're on the air. What is your name, my lovely?
Deborah Wood of Wichita, Kansas.
What is that first name again?
Deborah, D-E-B-I.
Deborah. Well, bless your pea-picking heart. How old are you, Deborah?
47.
Well, you know what the good news is, Deborah? Buzz is right here. He's sitting right across from me. I'm looking at him through a pane of glass.
Get to my radio to listen to him sing the national anthem.
She might be looking through a glass, too.
Hold on just a second. Can I put you on hold for just a second?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, all right. What line? Is that five that she's on?
Number six, I believe.
Okay. Hold on. Let me put that on hold.
Not everybody.
Okay. What's the verdict? Challenged or drunk?
Maybe both. I think just drunk.
Okay. It's Deborah.
Deborah.
Deborah. Debbie.
Deborah.
I've never done this before.
I know. Don't worry, sweetheart. It's okay. Buzz is here with you right now.
Oh, okay.
Right now.
Hi, Deborah.
I want to say happy birthday to you. I want to hear you sing the national anthem.
No, I'm sorry. That's just once a year, but it's very nice of you to say happy birthday. Hey, Deborah, you know what Buzz really likes on his 85th birthday?
What?
Do you think you could sing to him? Could you sing him happy birthday?
Sexy, like Marilyn Monroe?
Yeah, could you do it just like Marilyn Monroe did it for JFK?
For me?
No.
Oh, Deborah, could you do that for us?
Don't be shy, Deborah. Come on.
Come on, baby. Deborah, you there?
For me?
No, I'm not going to sing that fast.
Really? Are you married, Lady Deborah?
For the time being.
Oh, really? What's your husband's name? Lucky?
No, Byron Wood.
Byron?
Byron Wood.
So it's Byron and Deborah. What do you guys do for fun? Where are you calling from, Deborah?
I think we know.
Okay, phone, quick tip.
Whereabouts in what part of the country?
Wichita, Kansas.
Wichita, Buzz.
There you go.
My hometown.
She's perhaps processing our winners right now.
What do you and Byron do for fun in Wichita?
I think we know.
Deborah?
I don't do anything. I just at home or listen to the radio. He goes out hunting.
Yeah,
Deborah? Hold on, guys. Have you had anything to drink today, Deborah?
Just iced tea.
Right.
Iced tea?
I'm high on life.
You're high on life. That's fantastic. Any vodka in that iced tea?
No.
Well, is there anything you'd like to say special or do special for Buzz?
No.
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 You know, Deborah, caffeine is in iced tea, and caffeine can act badly with medication. Are you taking any medication?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really? What are you on there, Deborah?
2 weeks and,
How much?
Arimon.
Really? Is it working well for you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. Right. Sure. Are you sure you don't want to sing for Buzz?
No.
Oh, she's shy. Oh.
No.
Okay, well, say goodbye to your boyfriend, Buzz, okay?
Bye-bye, Buzz.
Bye, Deborah.
And you love him?
Yes, I sure do.
Oh, that is nice.
He loves you right back, Deborah.
Okay.
Say hi to everybody at the Quick Trip.
Okay, I will. And you have to come out and visit us here in Wichita.
Yeah,
you know I will.
You know, Buzz does get to Wichita a couple of times a year. Do you think he could maybe get together with you?
Yeah, you could feed him a cupcake, Deborah.
Oh, God.
That's gross. That's Deborah from Wichita. Lovely lady.
She's very nice. Terrific.
Remember, guys, it's Ice Tea. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Doesn't smell.
Oh, we got to call our winner in the J.O. contest.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, gone.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, is this Mike?
Yes, it is. Who's this?
Mike, I've got a confession to make.
You're going to buy a new phone. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'd like to wish Buzz a happy birthday.
Oh, Deborah and everybody's wishing Buzz a happy birthday.
Wow.
He's right here, sir. Go ahead.
Well said, sir.
Fantastic.
Thank
Hello,
you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Ice tea.
Hello. Don and Mike Show, you're on the air.
Is this me on the air?
This is you, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing? Chris from Sacramento. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to let you guys know that I emailed Naked News and let them know of your listenership, that you guys talked about them, and asked if they'd mention you at the end of their broadcast.
Oh, good. Well, thank you for doing that.
And I also wanted to wish happy birthday, Buzz.
All right. Thanks a lot. Well, let's do it. Let's get to calling our winners of the J.O. contest.
Yeah.
We got lots of tapes. Now, frankly, we did go through a lot of these tapes. There were some tapes that were not what we were looking for. This is the contest where we asked you to mail in a picture of yourself, Jango.
A video.
And a video, that's right. And also, it had to be from the shoulders up. We didn't want to see the bad stuff. And we didn't want any dupes. We didn't want anybody trying to fake us out and pretend. And there were some fakes. There were actually some real ones.
Shame on you for trying to fool us with you people that were trying to fool us.
But the winners, it was almost, you know, it was a slam dunk as far as our winners here. And I'm going to call them right now. Hopefully they're home. So hopefully they're home here. And this is Stephanie and Josh Thomas. Now, if you remember, we watched theirs. They were the married couple.
Oh, that's right.
And they did a great job. See if they're home. Is this the trip to L.A. I'm giving for this?
I believe so.
Okay. Well, if it's not, they're going to win it anyway.
Because the Anal Monologues are going to San Francisco, right?
Right,
right.
So that leaves them going to L.A.
All right, let's see if I got it right.
First, they have the hands full.
Century
Rain. Oh, yeah. Sounds like
Monday
through
Friday from
the
GPS. Please leave a message after the tone.
Sounds like a kid. All right, well, we'll try. Let me try it one more time. See if I've got it right.
Trying to call the winners of the J.O. contest.
Oh, Rob, you dropped me there. You got to drop it again. Hold on. This is new to me. See, boys, I normally pad when Don's done.
Right.
Just feel free.
Okay.
Okay, break glass at will. Okay, we'll try them one more time. I'm pretty sure that's the number.
I didn't know they had a kid.
God,
that's a little
creepy.
Yeah,
that sort of makes it creepy, doesn't it?
Oh, no.
Or maybe it's the girl. Maybe it's the lady. You know, sometimes ladies have a youthful voice.
I don't think so.
No.
All right, so they're not home. But listen, it's Stephanie and Josh. Stephanie and Josh have won a trip for two to Los Angeles. Now, Stephanie and Josh, if you're listening, please call us because we want you to, as Mr. 40 would say, give you your props.
That's right.
You've won a trip for two to Los Angeles. Your trip includes round-trip coach airfare, 3 nights hotel accommodations, tickets to attend a live taping of a CBS television show, and ground transfers to and from the airport and taping, courtesy of CBS television. Thanks so much for J-O for us.
You know, they say the secret to happiness is to find something you're good at and figure out a way to get paid for it.
And now it's preserved forever through the magic of videotape. Don't miss The Fugitive Friday nights at 8 p.m. on CBS. Tim Daly, a guy that probably has a videotape somewhere like that.
I think I have that at home.
He stars as Dr. Richard Kimball. Tommy Lee Jones is not in this Fugitive.
No, no. Not that one.
But watch The Fugitive, and congratulations to Stephanie and Josh. They did a great job, and if they call in, we will talk to them. So let's take a few more calls right now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, Mike.
Yes. Yes.
Hello, this is Kathy. Did the naked interview contest to win a trip to Iceland.
Oh, really? How you doing?
Pretty good. Kathy? Good. I just wanted to give you an update on what happened with me and Sean.
Now, Sean was the guy that came in here. He was kind of a good-looking guy. He came in with his sister, right, Kathy?
Absolutely.
And you sat in here in the studio naked for the better part of the entire radio show, and we had all your suitors come by and decide who was going to... You got to pick your winner. I was really glad you had the option, right, of whether to take him at all.
Correct.
And then we sent you... You went out on a date first?
Yes, we did.
And the guy's name was... What was his name again?
Sean.
Sean. Now,
what was his talent? I was trying to. Didn't he have like some lackluster talent when you interviewed him?
Well, I know
he didn't. He didn't have a talent. He told me he had an uncle who'd give us a free bar tab if we went to Iceland again.
That's it.
That's what it
he
was.
He had a contact in Iceland, and you said, "What's the first date you went out on with him? What did you do?"
We were supposed to initially go to a Monday night football game because he had the season tickets for the Redskins.
That's right. And that's largely why she chose him. I think
that didn't work out.
And, well, I had an emergency, so I couldn't go to that. But he said, no problem, there's plenty of other football games we can go to. So we made plans for later that week, and we were supposed to go out at 7:30 for dinner and some drinks. And
well, did you go out on the initial date?
Well, yeah, he showed up at 9:30 and asked to use my shower.
Oh, I remember that. Okay.
Yeah, right. I called you later on.
And then it was kind of like a decision as to whether you were really going to go to Iceland with him, but you decided to go?
Well, no. I decided I was going to go out on another date with him. You know, I figured, hey, maybe we can catch the next football game, whatever.
Mm-hmm. So what happened?
Well, he was real busy, and he works all the time, and we kept missing each other. And then he decided to go to the football game with somebody else.
Oh,
so I figured if I wasn't important enough for a football game, then he wasn't important enough for Iceland.
Right. So what you're telling me is the date didn't end all that well.
No, he was an all right guy, but nothing great.
Now, have you gone to Iceland yet?
Oh, no. We couldn't go until November 1st anyway.
So. Okay. Oh, all right. Okay. So November 1st, and there's absolutely not a snowball's chance in hell that Sean's going to be going with you.
No, haven't talked to him except for once since that first date.
All right. Have you given it any thought as to who you're going to take on the trip?
Probably not as interesting, but I'm probably going to take my best friend who just graduated from law school, and she's as poor as I am, so.
Well, that's a shame. I'm sorry, but, you know, Don hated the guy when the guy came in here.
Yeah.
In fact, none of us really liked the guy.
I thought it was weird that he brought his sister. I thought that was hinky.
Mm-hmm. I thought he was just dreamy, though. I thought he was just cool.
Well, on a physical level, of course.
He had a tattoo on his upper thigh. But, well, I'm sorry, Kathy, that you know, we really appreciate you coming down here and sitting here naked and picking the guy. It's just a shame it wasn't the right guy. You know, for my money, perhaps if you went a little uglier?
Well, you know, to be perfectly honest, on my way out of the studio that day, my second choice gave me his card.
Have you contacted that guy?
I have not yet, but I pulled his card out, and I may go ahead and
that'd be great.
Drop him a line, and I could let you know if it was on.
Well, it would be great because, I mean, if you called him and it actually worked out, maybe you could actually, by November 1st, you could go to Iceland with that guy.
Sure.
Absolutely, and I'm a teacher, so I'm not going to be able to go right in November anyways. It's going to be a couple months before I can get time to go to Iceland. So.
That gives me a great deal of comfort. You're molding the minds of our youth. It's fantastic, Kathy. But call us and let us know what's going on, okay?
Will do, and I'm going to probably... I got you guys' stuff. Last time I called, I was in Vermont. And Mr. Forty told me to bring him back a shot glass, and I brought you guys back some stuff, too.
Oh, wonderful.
I may stop by the studio sometime and drop it off.
Okay, Kathy, thanks for calling. Nice.
Okay, no problem.
Fantastic. We'll talk to you later. That's Vermont. Is that anywhere near Concord, New Hampshire?
I believe it's right up the road from Concord.
Concord, New Hampshire. Have you been to Concord, New Hampshire?
I don't believe I ever have.
That's the Hawaiian Tropic Contest. Shiloh's representing Concord.
Lovely Concord. You want to make sure you vote for Concord.
Concord. It's good. Hello, Don and Mike Show. The Big Scene.
How you doing?
Hey, you doing? Just talking about Concord.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Have you ever been?
Hey, Buzz, happy birthday.
Thank you.
He's got an agenda, Mike.
Boy, I'm very envious of you with that Shiloh. Hey, my goodness.
You should be. She's beautiful.
I'll tell you right now, sir, for an 85-year-old man, he did a fantastic job.
Wonderful. Did he get a Woody? Is that what I heard?
Well, you might want to ask Buzz himself. He's right here.
You might want to ask Shiloh that.
Okay. Yeah, I'd love her number.
Okay, well, now that we got all the questions and answers done.
I just had one more question.
Oh, thank God.
The soundbite that you've got.
The soundbite? We've got about 2,000 of them.
The one where he says, she was a whore.
She was a whore.
Uh-huh.
Where does that come from?
Actually, I know this.
You do?
Yeah, it's a home video of my family reunion.
That's brains. It was one of the best reunions ever.
It was great. We all drank and got silly.
Ladies and gentlemen, Charles Broyles has just made his way into the studio. Charlie, what can I do for you?
Break.
Break. One more call and then we'll break. Thanks so much for the help.
You're
though.
Welcome.
You're really invaluable to me today.
I know.
Please don't say
well,
F you. Don't say F you again. Bye, Charlie. Charlie!
I wouldn't dream of it.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike and Charlie. Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Is this Don and Mike?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Stevie. I just wanted to sing happy birthday to Buzz.
We did that already. Is this an accent? What kind of accent are we doing here?
This is no accent. This is the real me.
He's flirting with being Jacques Nasser. He's like coming and going with it.
Hey, did you hear that guy? That guy got dumped.
Yeah,
Masatoshi Ono, chairman Bridgestone Firestone, is out.
He's gone.
Did they? Now it's not a Japanese guy that they replaced him with.
No, he chose an American.
Oh, boo.
Wacky.
You know, yeah, sure, the tire thing might get straightened out, but not as much fun as we are airlifting more CEOs now from Japan. And even though they say they are American, they are manufactured in Japan. Masatoshi Ono, chairman Bridgestone Firestone. All right, Charles Stossel is in the house.
Also in the house.
And we will talk to him about movies. Now, the bummer of this whole thing is the mailbag. Don's got all the mail for Stossel. Uh-huh. And so, you know, maybe we'll dig some letter up. But I don't think so. So we'll talk to Charlie and get his take on movies when we come right back on the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show. It's where opinions are like cowboy hats. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, we got Charlie Stossel, who has rolled his way in here. We're going to talk to him in just a second. But before that, we tried to call this lady a little while ago, and she's on the line right now. Sure. Hello, Stephanie.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
How are you doing? Hey. Stephanie, along with her, it's your husband, Josh?
Yes, exactly.
You guys are the winners of our J.O.
Yeah, congratulations.
Hey. I bet you couldn't be more proud.
I'm so stoked. Yeah, I couldn't be more proud.
We're stoked right along with you, Stephanie.
I wanted to let you know that was my voice on the answering machine.
Oh, you sound so...
We don't have any kids.
You sound so pixie-ish.
I know. I get teased about that quite a bit, actually.
You can understand why we're getting that little creepy vibe going when
I guess. A little weird.
J.O. contest. Get on the line.
We're in the bathroom or something odd.
So you sound much more adult talking to you live on the phone.
Well,
right
I'm glad. I may have to re-record that message.
Well, you guys did a great job. We thought yours was the best out of all of them. Let me tell you again what you've won. You have won a trip for two to Los Angeles. Your trip includes round-trip coach airfare, 3 nights hotel accommodation, tickets to attend a live taping of a CBS television show.
Nice.
CBS.
And ground transfers to and from the airport and taping courtesy of CBS television. Don't miss The Fugitive Friday night at 8 p.m. on CBS. Tim Daly stars as Dr. Richard Kimball, The Fugitive. And congrats. Where's Josh? Is Josh with you?
No, he was on the road, too. I heard that you guys announcing it, and I heard you saying they and the tape, and I was like, oh, I know we won. I tried to get home as quick as I could. So.
You know, you were both very good at that. Your tape was very good. Can I ask you a personal question,
sure.
Stephanie? Do you do that a lot?
Do I do that a lot?
Yeah, just out of curiosity.
I don't think I do it quite as much as my husband does.
Well, you can't just spell J-O without Josh.
Right.
The other way around.
Can't spell Josh without J-O.
Hey, birthday boy with a funny.
He doesn't think he looks like John Denver. You guys said he was a John Denver look.
Oh, absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
He does.
Yeah, definitely looked like John Denver. That kind of gave it a whole new appeal.
And not the current John Denver, but John Denver.
Yeah, the current Denver.
Like in his classic heyday.
I don't think the current John Denver would be able to J.O.
No.
You know,
no.
Lots of friction and pain and all that. On average, how often do you figure Josh, chokes the chicken?
Daily, I'm sure.
Daily?
Wow, thank God I'm a country
hour
boy.
Before I get home from work.
Oh, that's great. Well, congratulations, Stephanie.
Thank you so much.
It sounds weird to say you did a great job.
That's right.
Thanks.
You must be very proud.
I can't believe it.
You get to go to Los Angeles. You've been on our show. You're famous. And,
right.
And you'll have a story for the grandchildren.
That's right.
All right. Thanks, Stephanie.
Thanks so much.
Thanks
bye-bye.
For the tape.
Bye.
All right. And now, speaking of J.O.
She should drop a few copies of that tape around Hollywood. You know.
Yeah,
like
sure.
A screen test.
Wasn't that good, Rob?
Bride of Puerto Rico.
All right.
Here's movie man Charlie Stossel.
Mm-hmm. Charlie is brought to us by, are you brought to us by somebody?
Yeah, Doc Harry's.
I wouldn't know that, you know.
As I am each and every week. Doc Harry's, we've all had the fried cheesecake. I would go there just for dessert.
I know,
but you
really
can't go
good.
There for that kind of dessert anymore, Mike. And
you
your eyes
haircut?
Are clear. Yeah, I got them all cut.
My eyes are clear?
Yeah, the drinking, the eyes are clear.
That's true.
You look good.
You've been to a few Las Vegas style shows and
yes,
seen
I have.
Me and
yes, I have.
It's a new lifestyle.
Been a witness to it.
I don't remember any of those shows.
I'm sure
of
you don't.
Not at all.
You are excellent, though. I'll tell you that.
We actually do have one letter that I wanted to read to you that we got from. I'm not sure where this came from, but I'll just read it to you and we can.
Legit letter.
Dear Mr. Stock. This is a love letter, actually. This is somebody who likes you. It says, Dear Mr. Stossel, I listen to the Don and Mike show regularly, and I have heard the abuse and the embarrassment that you go through on a weekly basis.
Not embarrassing.
I want you to know that you have at least one fan out there in Radioland who really loves what you do on the Don and Mike show.
That is nice.
I'm a 35-year-old single white male, and I live in the Sacramento area. Don't let those two bastards get you down. And remember to keep a stiff, underlined twice, upper lip. I love you, Charlie Stossel. You make my day. You're fantastic. Don't go change it.
Well, that's nice.
Wow.
And that's signed Don Geronimo.
No, it's not.
I made the whole goddamn thing up. Because you know what I'm doing, Charlie? See, there's your letter right there. Did I do a
that's
good job?
Very good.
You really thought I had something on here.
That was very
you?
Good.
Let me tell you, I'm just filling time, Charlie.
That's good. Hey,
what do you want to talk about?
No fryer today?
Fryer, no. Absolutely not. No need. No need. How is your love life? Since
great.
We don't have
great.
The letters.
And there's nothing, you know, there's nothing that anybody can slam on me about. It's great.
You do seem to be rather elated today, doesn't
buoyant.
He? He came in here with a little extra spring in his step.
I liked it. It was good to see him that way.
The one thing that's missing, though, because we've every time the last few weeks that you've been on the show, you come in here, we say, hey, the love life is better. Then we read a letter from some incarcerated felon.
Some freak.
That wants to eat your liver.
Right.
And then, you know, we move on to the movies, and that's it. The one thing we haven't done, and this is what I wanted to do, we haven't really looked in depth. And I know you don't want to talk too much about it because I think you think it's going to be jinxed.
About Miss X?
About Miss X. But perhaps since we don't have the mailbag for Charlie Stossel before we get into the
movies.
What
would you like to know? Open book. She'll be cool with it. What do you want to know?
Well, for example, for starters, a celebrity she most resembles.
She described herself as a Barbie doll, and that's probably without the
she's made of plastic
proportions. Yeah.
She has a 72-inch breast and a 12-inch waist.
No, she's tall.
What was that music you were playing? Play a little book club music. I like that. I do. That's appropriate. So
tall, thin,
Barbie doll.
Yeah.
Who does she look like in the face?
You know, I haven't been able to come up with anybody. To be totally honest with you, I'll work on it though. I'm
so it's a Barbie figure.
Yeah, I'm seeing her tonight. Well, without the chest.
Blonde.
Yeah.
And without being too specific,
sure.
What does she do for a living?
She is a property manager for
he's already uncomfortable.
No. I'm going to phrase it correctly. Sales and property management.
So she's not like Schneider. She's not like the superintendent.
No, that's what I wanted to make sure it was nothing
okay,
like
good.
That.
Let's get back to the physical appearance,
there on
Charlie.
Nine to five.
I think you're hedging on just a wee
sure,
bit here. You
know?
Said Barbie doll figure.
Yes.
But in the face, you say she's blonde.
Right.
And anyone that you can possibly approach?
No, tonight.
I don't want to wait. I'm not. I gotta fill the time now.
I can't come up with anybody.
Really?
Eye color? Hazel.
On a scale of romance.
Yeah.
Okay. 10 being extremely serious. 1 being, you know, we're just casually banging.
But 1 is including coitus.
One does okay. include
so sex.
Sex
is included all the way
because
through.
Because he has already indicated in his own veiled way that he is indeed having sex.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So 10 being like, she's the one. 1 being, you know, where do you stand on
an F buddy.
Yeah.
1 is an F buddy.
Right, exactly.
Wow.
Where is
a
this?
7?
Wow.
6 or 7?
So what you're telling me is
I'm dating somebody.
We could, in fact, be...
No.
Talking about the next Mrs. Charlie stuff.
Not even close.
And what woman doesn't want to be?
What man doesn't want to be?
Hey.
Rude and rude.
Hey.
How are you doing?
How you doing?
So you're serious?
Yeah.
How often a week do you see her?
About 3 or 4 times.
Wow. Sex every time?
Not if we're out in public, no.
Does she have...
Well,
think about it, though.
What do you mean? Like, you go into a bar and bang her? Like, with a trench coat on?
I'm seeing her tonight, and I don't think while we're out at dinner, I'm necessarily going to be getting much... But after dinner, maybe, we'll see. Yeah. I don't know. But this is something, though, that we'll probably go our separate ways because I'll come home and...
Does she find you an adequate lover, Charlie?
She thinks I am the greatest thing in the world.
Sexually?
I have done things to her, she says, have never been done before.
Oh, now I'm going to puke.
Really?
Oh, you got me. Way to turn the tables there. So she thinks you're a great lover.
Yeah.
Is she older than you?
No, 29.
29.
29.
You are what now, 45?
36.
36, as what I said. So she really digs you.
Yeah.
You have mutual interests?
Yeah. A lot.
Is she a movie fan?
Yeah, that's probably the biggest
thing. She like hockey?
I haven't taken her yet. Didn't take it. Was more.
She met the family yet?
No.
She met your extended Puerto Rican family?
She met the boy.
Are they all living with you still? That's just a joke. It's a Reggie White joke. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I apologize.
30 of us in my house.
Great in social situations. So, I mean, so she's
she met my brother at the Capitals game.
She beat your antisocial brother, the one that hates us?
Oh, yeah. No. She met the good brother, the one who doesn't mind you guys.
Good brother.
And
the good brother sounds like his first novel. Charles Stossel is the good brother.
Is the good brother.
Abandoned by a lesbian in the movie business.
Jesus.
The good brother takes us through the saga of Charles Stossel.
Always on the outside looking in. He is the good brother.
You know, I'll tell you what I'm observing
here. She met the boy and the boy approved of her.
Wait, but isn't the boy...
It's time
11.
I don't want to be mean to the boy.
No.
He belongs.
I don't want to say anything bad about a child, sure. But this is the son of this woman that you kind of have...
The surrogate.
You've helped.
It's time
to... Do you agree,
John?
No. It's time to ixnay on that.
On what?
It's time to say goodbye to that family.
No.
Oh, absolutely.
I there's no way I've been...
What, Buzz, but
no
you disagree?
Way.
Well, it'd be hard on the boy. The boy yeah. wouldn't miss his friend,
no.
Charlie.
Well, but I'm sorry if there's this new woman who is, I have just been told, a 7 on a scale of 10. It's probably a little uncomfortable for her. That it's like you're a divorced father.
No, and you know, this is the thing. I've dated other women who are very threatened by that, and she is totally cool with it.
She likes the boy?
She thinks the world of him.
Charlie, let me tell you, she may be telling you that. She may be telling you, but somewhere, and you know, I'm telling you this because I want it to last.
Come out with it now.
What?
Then she should come out and tell me tonight.
Now, don't.
Tonight,
I'm not trying to put anything on her.
Me.
But what I'm saying is, a normal woman, this is just my opinion, a normal woman, Buzz, I think you'll agree with me on this, a normal woman who is in this relationship, and she sees, you know, the other lady who's really using you. I mean, really, isn't she?
Are you getting angry now?
No.
Your lips are pursed.
No.
I didn't want to make you angry.
Using it like as what, a babysitting service?
You've got no vibe on it. Does this woman get along with the woman?
Yes.
This woman with the son, wasn't there a little romantic connection at some point?
6 years ago.
6 years ago.
Long time ago.
See, Charlie,
before
maintain your relationship with the kid.
Yeah.
But I think you have to keep the mom out of it.
Oh, well, I do more things with the kid than I do with mom.
Mm-hmm. Because frankly, Charlie, it's time for you to have your own family.
Thank you, Mike.
It is. It really is.
I'll work on it.
So this woman is...
Although I'm going through the stuff you mentioned about with your daughter, with the T-ball, with the parents.
That's good. But see, that's good, Charlie. Is this the surrogate dad thing?
Yeah, but I'm saying his... Never... Just F it.
Jesus Christ.
We've reached that point.
Yes, we have.
Right.
Well, it just... I'm not
5 minutes,
this.
34 seconds.
Hold on.
Congratulations. A new record.
I am not saying this the last thing I would ever want to do is make, boy feel bad.
Right.
I think you can maintain a relationship with the boy, but... You know, it's kind of time. This is time maybe to move forward. You know, now that you've got other woman in your life, you're probably going to marry this woman, settle down, and have little stossels.
Oh, geez.
Little baby stuck. You don't want to be a dad?
I'm not thinking marriage.
You don't want to further your, you don't want to, you know, spread your
marriage.
Seed? Yeah.
No marriage ever?
Not ever, but it's not in our heads.
Charlie, I'm just pointing out what you just said to me a moment ago. You gave this woman a seven on a scale of 10.
Yeah, you usually marry at about a 5. She's a +2.
I'm sure that this woman who has the kid is a perfectly wonderful woman. You yourself said that you were crushed that she did not, you know, share your burning desire for her. And then lost in the middle is this poor child.
You are almost as bad as Don.
No, I am not.
You are almost.
Thank you.
Almost as bad
from
as
the bottom
Don
of my heart, I thank you for that.
At twisting words and twisting the truth.
Let's get back to this woman. The new one, okay?
The new one, right.
We won't even trouble this woman with your horrible situation that you're tangled up in.
Right.
This desire for this other, it's just not right, but that's my opinion, okay? This new lady, sexually free? She'll try anything?
Anal? No. That's the one thing both of us are just not into.
Do you know, I find it easy to talk to you.
Well, good.
I really do. I mean, you know, getting on this
what
subject.
What else do you want to know?
Well,
her waist is so tiny, I can almost put my hands all the way around it.
Is it in a deformed kind of way?
No.
No. No.
Can you put your hands around?
No, not all the way.
She's like one of those ladies you see, like, in the Guinness Book of World Records?
No.
Where she has the 12-inch waist.
And a long mustache.
It's Popeye.
Does she have big breasts?
No.
Oh, see, now I understand.
So she's not
olive
really
oil, right?
Thin.
Olive oil?
Not quite olive oil, but she's thin.
Charlie,
she's about 5'7", maybe 115, 116.
Hey, how you doing? All right, I don't know what celebrity you look like. I'm going to take the boy up. Oh, yes, blow me down.
Literally.
So she's got a very thin. How much would you estimate her weight? Would she be upset if you...
115 to 118.
115, and she's 7 feet tall.
7 foot 4.
Garbage.
She has the minute bowl look.
Okay, all right, so let me see. We've established she's a 7 out of 10. Means you're very serious. You're seeing
not
her on a race.
Not very serious, but we're serious.
Well,
we're
7, Charlie.
I said
7
serious.
Is not you're, 6. 6 would be
a,
maybe
a
not
9.
That.
A 9 would be very serious.
No, 7 in my book is very serious. You gave her very, very high marks. This means that you're not seeing anybody else except for the woman who's using you like a toilet to babysit.
No.
I mean, I think this woman could be... I mean, you've had this aura about you where you're very, very buoyant. You're very excited. I think this might be the one.
I'm just aroused all the time.
Does she like the fact that you're on the radio?
It doesn't bother her.
Does she like the fact that you're
Charlie
Stossel?
On Friday,
and you never have to wait for tape.
On Friday night, I don't.
Not in Doc Aries.
Right this way, sir.
We have a seat, Mr. Stossel.
The regular table, Mr. Stossel.
We're frying you a cheesecake.
Sit right here, Mr. Stossel. Always good to see you, sir.
Hello,
I'm
Doc.
Sorry, the rest of you will simply have to wait.
You know what it was like? We're at the Capitals game on Friday night, and we're in the restaurant.
And everyone knows you there.
Sure. Yes.
Charlie Stossel's there.
It was like the scene in Goodfellas, Ray Liotta goes.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the MCI Center. Your attention, please. Your attention, please. Charlie Stossel has just made his way into the restaurant, overlooking the ice surface. He is our number one Capitals fan with his Barbie doll date, who weighs 115 pounds. Please say hi to Charlie Stossel, our number one fan.
Almost.
Were you wearing your homo jersey?
No, I wasn't. No, I was dressed more normal.
Fun.
You know,
this
is the guy who then off the air will say, hey, we're going to some games this year, aren't we?
We are, though. I want to go. I'll say that on the air, too. I want to go to some games.
So we're saying it's like when Ray Liotta goes in Goodfellas and he goes into the restaurant and he sees everybody and everyone knows him and they put the table right in the center.
So you got that kind of treatment in front of the lady?
Wow.
She likes that.
Yeah. And everybody.
Does she need that, Charlie?
No,
that's the important question.
Cool. Within maybe the first 10 minutes.
Does she require that kind of star treatment?
No, she's very low maintenance.
Does she like you for... You know,
me, yes.
Who you are, for the image of Charlie
Stossel,
well, not the man.
She's a 6 or a 7. Oh, mm-hmm. God.
Wow. Does she like the man, or does she like the free movie passes?
I mean, because frankly, Charlie...
We haven't done the movie passes thing.
Frankly, you have to go this route. You have to examine whether this woman is liking you for you, the man, and the lover.
Always in the back of your head.
Or whether she is with you because, you know, it's just, you know, you're we call Dennis Murphy a major effing star, but you, Charlie Stossel, are a big name around town.
That's
you
true.
Know that.
It's very true. You're
and
like
chicks
a...
do seem to dig your stuff.
Like a walk-in, talk-in players club card.
So we're sitting there, and whether it was sales guys or people from the Capitals or whatever, everyone come up, hey, Charlie, how you doing? And it was kind of cool.
Oh, hold on a second, Charlie. We have a call for you. This is... Marion, just another one of those, unless it's like Marion Perry. says she feels, or he feels bad for Charlie. Marion?
Hey, it's a she.
It's a she. You're not Marion Barry?
No, I'm Marion.
Now, why in the name of God do you feel sorry for Charlie?
Because there are many, many women in this world who are self-confident enough that their guy, husband, or lover can be good friends with other women and not have to worry about losing him to another woman.
Yeah, but I'm sure she wouldn't say it even if she felt that way, Marion.
I'm sure she would.
I think, in a way, Charlie's being extremely selfish in maintaining this other relationship while he tries to...
No, no,
I got the look.
You keep it up. You're
look.
Doing the right thing by both of them. Giving the other person a little bit of confidence.
Marion knows what's going on.
Right on.
Not only is Charlie being selfish, but the other lady's being selfish. Everyone's being selfish.
Marion, let me ask you a question. Let's put the spotlight on Marion for a minute. You like Charlie?
Yes, I do.
Well, you have any advice for Charlie?
Just to keep going the way he's going. I think that a good relationship is built on trust.
You single lady, Marion?
And
Marion.
Confidence in each other as
Marion.
A partner.
Where do you go, Marion?
Marion, are you single?
No, I'm married, and I'm married to a man who has his, one of his best friends is a female.
Marion, you're in a desperately horrible marriage right now, aren't you? And you really desire. You desire. Yeah, of course, it's time to get out. And you desire Charlie Stossel. Isn't that what this call's about, Marion?
Didn't you become
an active listener? Because you desire Charlie Stossel? You want him.
Who does?
You just heard from the Barbie doll says he's the greatest lover in the world.
Don't let you tear him down.
I'm not tearing him down, Marion, and I think we should examine
Marion, thank you, but he's not tearing me down.
Marion, let me tell you right now. I think, Marion, what the issue is here is that you want Charlie to do things to you. And it's okay. It's perfectly all right. It's perfectly adequate.
Okay.
I mean, Marion, honest to God, you know, but he's taken. He's madly in love with a woman he's going to marry within the year, this Barbie doll, and he's very, very happy. But, Marion, he appreciates your support.
Hey. Charlie, you keep up the good work.
Thank you, Marion.
All right. Bye-bye.
Isn't it nice to get that kind of support when
Absolutely.
It's not coming from a correctional facility?
From the average person on the street.
Well, we have digressed. I guess we'll have to just revisit this. And I know
I plan
to...
Bring Don in so we can have it,
I plan to revisit it when Don's here.
Oh, wonderful.
You know, so we can understand that. We're going to talk about some movies, but I think we'll take a break and then we'll come back.
Yeah.
Incidentally, the Meet the Parents movie. I love the Meet the Parents.
Mr. Jingles?
Just remember this, Charlie.
Disposable thumbs.
I'll be watching you. I'll be watching you. All right, we'll talk movies. Are there some new movies out, or are we just going to talk about
three
you?
Three that we're going to talk
Three new movies. We will talk more with a man who is the self-described greatest lover in the world.
Yes.
Makes love to a Barbie doll every single night.
And he has a table waiting in every restaurant.
He's Charlie Stossel. We'll talk more to him when we come back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Sit down, Danny. Danny, my niece is the kind of girl that has said best for living. The last thing any of us need right now is a lot of loose talk about her behavior.
I swear I didn't tell anybody anything, sir.
Good. Good, good. Danny.
Danny.
Danny. The most important decision you can make right now is where you stand for, Danny.
Danny.
Goodness or badness?
I want to be good.
Good. Good. Very good. Are you my pal, Mr. Scholarship winner?
I'm your pal.
How about a Fresca?
Oh.
It's the lay of the land, my friend. The Don and Mike Show.
Certain tapes I don't get tired of. Danny.
Danny,
we are back. And I do want to remind everyone that we will be at the WJFK, WashingtonPost.com, Cars.com, Toys for Big Boys event this Saturday at the Capitol Expo Center in Chantilly. The event will be held from 10 till 8 p.m., 10 in the morning till 8 at night. Come see us in the Old Virginia Tobacco Company Cigar Lounge with Gary Pesh.
Hi.
From 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., our appearance is sponsored by Old Virginia Tobacco Company and Playboy by Don Diego. There will be Playboy bunnies, Danny.
Danny.
In the lounge, too. So come on out there and, you know, who knows? Maybe Charles or Rob will even drop by. You never know. But the odds are they're not getting paid, so they won't be there.
Bingo.
So we hope to see you there. Also, later on this hour, we are going to do the anal monologues. Here's how it works. If you have a wonderful, charming, sensitive, interesting, clever, funny story about your buttocks or your butt area.
That's right.
Call us with the anal monologues, and of course we will all vote. That's Buzz, Rob, and myself, and maybe Charles Broyhill. No, he won't vote. And what we will do is we will pick a winner, and if you are the winner and we figure your story is the best, you will win a trip for two to San Francisco, including round-trip airfare, two nights hotel accommodations, Ooh. A private dinner party cruise around Alcatraz Island. Charlie, you should enjoy that.
Prison.
Yeah, you should win this trip. You get to go to a prison.
All aboard the SS Stossel.
Plus a tour of the prison. Charlie would love that. Don't miss arrest and trial.
I swear I didn't touch it.
I'm not even trying to do this. It's all just working together. The all-new, highly anticipated series airing tonight at 10:30 p.m. I hope I've got that right on WB50. So it should be good. So anal monologues later on. If you've got a good story, be waiting for me to tell you to do that. Charlie.
Hello.
We were going to get to the movies, but when I was out in the hallway, the other Charlie, the Charles fastest human, Charles Broyhill, handed me a package that you had gotten on this very day.
Yeah.
And it's another letter from prison. And this
is quite a packet.
This individual claims to be your first prison letter, so let me just read it to you. Dear Don and Mike, this is the fifth letter from the first prisoner to ever write Charlie Bathtub Stossel. I also had the name Charles Bathtub Stossel placed on Maryland Public Television's published donor list. I sincerely believe that because of Bathtub's extracurricular activities with minors, he will eventually end up in prison. Therefore, to prepare a Bathtub, I am enclosing the following.
Oh, dear.
And I'll give you these, Charlie.
Good.
A Maryland Division of Correction inmate handbook.
That'll come in handy.
A Maryland Correctional...
You know, oddly enough, the boy lives in Maryland, so these will come in
handy. That's where you're going to be doing your time.
Way to make it creepy.
A Maryland Correctional Institute Hagerstown inmate orientation handbook. I have highlighted the areas of this handbook that pertain to Bathtub. Let me see if he's really done that. All right, I don't know if this is the right thing. Oh,
yes, he has.
Oh, look at this. This is real.
This is real.
Hold on a second. This is 117. Inmates are prohibited in any manner from committing, performing, or engaging in a non-consensual sex act.
Non-consensual.
This is real.
This is real. The inmate orientation handbook. Inmates are prohibited in any manner from committing, performing, or engaging in a consensual sex act. The first one was non-consensual.
Oh, either way.
Inmates are prohibited in any manner from committing, performing, or engaging in an act of indecent exposure include masturbation.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And let me see
prison life,
dress code. They've got the dress code rules, Charlie.
What is the dress code?
Shirts and pants shall be completely buttoned or fastened.
That's right.
Clean and in good condition.
Exactly.
And all the TB testing. Tuberculosis screening will be conducted on all inmates.
How do you screen for tuberculosis?
This procedure will allow for your protection and early detection, and if needed, isolation and treatment.
Just like the CBS handbook.
It is. Do we get the same one? Just a few differences. Inmates refusing the tuberculin skin testing and chest radiograph will be placed on medical administrative segregation without routine visitation for public health reasons after receiving counseling from the regional infection control nurse.
Wow.
Mr. Stossel, you must take your TB test.
I don't want to.
The reasons for refusal shall be documented in the medical record by the regional infection control nurse.
Wow.
I'd like to meet her. Or him. Yeah. Here you go. All right, and also included in here, a prison commissary price list. I got to look at this.
You're kidding.
Oh, my God.
You're not. No, I thought everybody got hooked up for free at the prison commissary.
Oh, no.
All right, let me see. An inmate telephone complaint form filed by Bathtub. An inmate grievance form filed by Bathtub. That's his name for you. That's his pet name. And an inmate clothing room form filed by Bathtub. I hope that Bathtub Stossel will seek the help he needs. I have done some research and have come up with the enclosed 36 pages listing psychologists.
Yes, he has.
That specialize in treating anxiety disorders, depression, gay issues, suicidal thoughts, personality disorders, sexual disorders, and panic attacks. Have you had any of those recently?
No.
Not since you met the Barbie doll.
No.
Personally, I have no malice against Bathtub, but as the saying goes, children are our future. And we must protect them from the bathtubs of this world. Lastly, you guys never told me what celebrity photos you want other than the one of De Niro I sent you. Therefore, I have enclosed one for you. Lita Ford and Charlie, I think I'm going to let you have the Lita Ford and the other one he enclosed. This is a lovely photo of Jackie Chan.
Wow.
Uncle.
There you go.
Good job.
We shall talk to your auntie, okay?
Now, there's a P.S. here, and I'm kind of confused by this. It says, Don and Mike, recently you guys mentioned on air that you do nice stuff for people in need. Did we ever do that, Rob? Did we ever mention that? I don't believe we ever have.
Yeah, Don said that you did, but you didn't make a big deal about it. Remember when the guy called up and asked you to be put up in the hotel?
You know, Rob, sometimes when I ask you those questions, I'm looking for a lie.
Oh, but I don't remember it at all.
There you go. Therefore, I have a favor to ask. In the 5+ years I've been in prison, I have been writing a great woman in Oregon. She'd like to visit me at the prison in Hagerstown, but she can't afford the cost of a train or plane ticket. Could you possibly come up with a round-trip ticket from Portland to Baltimore? Please give me your answer on air. No. Just by telling me the answer is yes or no. Okay, that's right. Well, we just did it. Unless Charlie.
No.
Charlie, listen, I really think you make a good living with your movie job, and, you know, life is...
It would be money well spent.
Everything's coming up roses for you. Do you think there's a chance?
No way.
All right.
No.
If it's yes, I'll tell her to call you. If the answer is no, could you possibly send her one of those CBS promotion packages? Promotion packages?
I don't know what he's talking about.
I'm just reading the fanny pack we were giving
her. Her letters keep me alive in here, and I just want to do something nice for her, but I have no money.
Uh-huh.
And then he gives
the
address.
Well, oddly enough, I have the gentleman's address. Maybe we'll...
Yeah, and you know
I know you like to save those, Charlie.
No merchandise for him that has anything to do with the fugitive.
No, not at all. Absolutely.
That's a bad idea.
So that is that. That is your prison mail, Charlie. And I think the handbook
the package. And let me tell you, Leah Ford, what a classy girl.
Let me see that handbook again. I want to look at that and look at the highlighted pages. And it's time to talk about movies, so... What is new in the cinema, Mr. Stossel?
We'll talk about three movies this week.
All right.
First one is a movie that has been in film cans for pushing 2 years now.
Wow.
It's called Lost Souls. It has Winona Ryder.
Oh, I saw the ad for
Winona.
I love her.
Yeah, she's a very nice.
A douche.
And
hot.
Ben Chaplin.
Who?
Then he was in Truth About Cats and Dogs.
That guy. Okay.
He was the one that
the romantic lead.
Uma Thurman. This is a story. This woman, played by Winona Ryder, is a very devout Catholic, and what she ends up doing.
As am I.
Aren't we all?
Mm-hmm.
She ends up helping, you know, what we all do on our side. She ends up helping the church with exorcisms.
Sure.
And what religion is your girl? Just out of, she's Catholic?
Yeah.
Are you Catholic also?
Yeah.
Devout?
No.
Practicing?
No.
You attend church regularly?
No.
Well, you've probably been kicked out, because hasn't there been a divorce?
But we married...
Oh, she became a lesbian. He can annul that one, Rob.
Yeah.
If you get it annulled...
Well, we also married... It was not a Catholic wedding where we were married. We were married in her religion.
Well, I'm trying to think one.
So I don't think...
No.
I don't think that should count against me. It's in her church.
Well,
she went to the other
my
side.
My first marriage was done with a Catholic guy.
Yeah,
priest.
Mine wasn't.
And that's why I've been...
That,
disowned
that,
by my
what
church.
I thought the rule was.
I'm not sure. But you haven't read that rule, have you?
No.
Because you're not a practicing Catholic.
No.
Okay,
anything about it in the handbook?
Let's see. What they have here is psychology. Services at the prison include crisis intervention and suicide precautions when necessary. And a psychological support tier. Must be a whole floor.
Yeah.
For selected inmates impaired by serious psychological problems. There you go. All for you, Charlie, in the Inmate Orientation Handbook.
Well, back to Winona.
Yes, the movie, of
with
course.
With exorcisms.
Right.
During one of these where a very bad man, a multiple murderer, is being exorcised by the priest, she finds out that this guy played by Ben Chaplin, who is a writer, a novel writer, I found out that he is targeted by Satan to become Satan, to get the soul of Satan and thus spring up as the Antichrist.
Hold on, Charlie. We got a call here. Hold on. This is Bob from Stockton, California. I'm just reading, you know, I don't have access to this normally, and I'm a little distracted today.
Sure.
But this is Jim? No, this
Bob,
is Bob from Stockton. Well, I'm not sure how to make this out. You have a prison story?
Well, yeah, I'm a correctional officer in a California state prison.
Wonderful.
And I listen to your guys' show quite often.
You have a story for Charlie?
I have a good story.
Really?
Yeah, what happened was a guy was on potty watch. He's called contraband watch.
Potty watch?
Potty watch.
Well,
okay, so they checked to see if they're essing out any drugs or stuff
He went on a visit, and we had a tip that he had swallowed some drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, you put him on potty watch. You have two officers sit on him and just wait till he goes to the bathroom.
Literally sit on him.
You don't sit on him.
No, you don't sit. No, you just wait. You wait right there with him.
That's horrible. You got to just sit there and wait for the guy to take a dump?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nasty.
And as soon as he does, there's a bag over the toilet. And as he does, get the bag, and you have to use a tongue depressor.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear.
But before we could do it, the guy grabbed it. He was facing a third strike, and before we got it from him, he grabbed it and put it back in his mouth and swallowed it.
We went on
for another week.
See what you have to look forward to.
No kisses tonight.
Oh my God! So do all guards have to go through this stuff?
Not all of them.
Is it maximum security?
Just the lucky ones.
It's not even necessarily a maximum security issue. It's just something that you get assigned to if...
So as soon as he dumped it out, he put it back in his mouth?
He put it right back in his mouth and then did it again like a week later.
Oh, God.
And finally, I guess I wasn't with them when they finally retrieved it, but they did get it.
They retrieved it.
Good for them.
That's a good story, Bob. I like that. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye-bye, Bob.
Bye-bye.
What about Bob? See what you have to look for. That'll be fun.
Has anyone seen my tongue depressed?
Let's go. I am sorry. I will not interrupt you anymore.
No, I don't mind the interruption.
So this is Winona Ryder, who looks like a Barbie doll and is a Catholic.
Yes.
What is this about?
I just said you weren't paying attention.
I was pretty fascinated. I was pretty sidetracked by the prison story.
The guy from Truth About Cats and Dogs, he's sort of like in a satanic internship.
Ah.
He's going to become Satan. And he doesn't believe it because he shunned his faith years and years ago when his parents were killed.
Okay, is it good?
It's better than the recent, the Ninth Gate kind of thing, uh-huh. and some of these other ones that have been out recently about satanic possession.
Are there any tongue depressors in it?
No, there aren't.
I'm sorry.
Did they find the contraband? Yes, they did.
Winona Ryder?
Had it.
How many tongue depressors do you give this movie?
We'll give it 1.5, Buzz.
Okay, 1.5. Okay, what's next, study? Only 1.5, so it sucks?
Well, it's better than what the recent ones have been, but with The Exorcist out there, if you want to see the
any nudity
movie, it's The Exorcist.
Any nudity?
No.
No?
No.
I'd like to see Winona Ryder naked.
Really? Tasty, it would be my guess.
Wouldn't you like to see her naked?
Sure,
a lot of guys. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think she's got good breasts, but it's hard to tell. She might be doing a push-up bra.
It doesn't matter. I think she'd look great.
What else is on the agenda?
All right, try not to scream when I say ladies man.
Ladies man.
Ladies man time machine.
This is the movie based on the Saturday Night Live character that Tim Meadows does.
Right.
Leon
Fett. Oh,
Brown.
Okay.
There you go.
Suckfest totally. Why do they... Do these movies make money? Is that why they keep churning out...
They're cheaply produced. They don't cost a lot to produce.
When are they going to start giving film contracts to the audience members on Saturday Night Live?
Maybe that's part of the gig now.
It sucks. They're horrible. They take up space in theater.
This one is no Wayne's World, but it's no Superstar.
That's what did it. Wayne's World happened to be a very good movie,
yeah.
And then everybody decided, hey, I'm a cast member on Saturday Night Live, I'll be able to do a movie, and they suck.
Some of them do. Some of them are not as bad.
Wayne's World, name me one that was really good.
The Blues Brothers.
Okay, F you both.
Well, it's the one that is. I mean, it was the first one.
So, if you go by that, you might say that the Blues Brothers started the whole thing.
I may be the only one in the room who actually did laugh at Coneheads.
Oh, my God, that sucks.
Wow.
See, this is why, once in a while, you follow your instincts, which is horrible. You should always fake it when you're in here, because you give people more honest appraises.
Coneheads was the worst movie I've ever seen.
Coneheads was the worst. That's
worst
good.
Worst movie I've ever seen.
Yeah, you're right. Blues Brothers, Wayne's World, name me one other. Okay, I'll give you Blues Brothers.
It's Pat.
It's Pat. So bad, not even released, right?
It's Pat. Very small release. Stuart Smalley Saves the World.
Horrible. Another one that didn't horrible. Suckfest. The two guys that are waving their heads around.
Night at the Roxbury.
Total suckfest.
Superstar.
That's right.
Which was last year. This is more along the lines of Night at the Roxbury. Maybe even a little bit better.
Okay.
Where this guy is a radio talk show host in Chicago. He's very unpolitically correct in giving out his sexual advice. He eventually gets fired because he just says the wrong thing too many times. Where he then gets a letter saying,
hey, Charlie, I got something else for you here.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi there.
Is this Jim?
Jim. This is a little off topic, but...
Yeah, but you got an offer for... Hey, Jim? Jim?
Yes? Yes?
Take a breath. You're on the air.
Okay, hi.
You've got an offer for Charlie Stossel?
Ew.
No, this is a little off topic.
Awesome.
Jim, asking, did anybody
would this be Regis now looking for DJs to send videos in to win a chance to co-host?
Yes, I'm sorry.
See, I was joking that would be... That would be for Charlie, right? It would have been funny. Okay, go ahead, Charlie.
So he gets this letter saying, from a mystery woman, that she wants him back. So now his goal in life is to go through all his little black book to see who this woman is, because he has no idea who it is, while all the time all the guys that he has offended by sleeping with their wives or whatever, they're all after him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you.
So it sucks.
Billy D. Williams is that.
How many tongue depressors?
Two. Billy D.
Two tongue depressors for that movie. All right, what else in the last one?
The Contender.
The Contender. I saw a trailer for this one. This is a
political drama with Joan.
Oh, I hate that lady. That lady always has one expression on her face. She was the lady that was in Pleasantville, right? She was in Pleasantville.
Yes, she was in Nixon.
She played the mom. She played Pat, which is perfect because she looked like Pat Nixon. Same face. I've seen trailers for this movie, and it looks like her face has the same expression during the entire film.
She plays a vice presidential nominee after the vice president passes away. Jeff Bridges is our president.
Mm-hmm.
There's a scandal involving...
Hold on, Charlie. We got a call coming in here. Brad from Spokane. You know a movie where you can actually see Winona Ryder's breasts?
That is correct. If you go and see the movie Girl Interrupted, when Whoopi Goldberg throws her in the bathtub, she's got that wet cloth thing on.
Yeah, but it's kind of like a wet T-shirt. It's not like really exposed breasts.
Floating off breasts.
But you get to see...
You know, I saw Girl Interrupted. I hated it, but I saw Girl Interrupted, and I don't remember seeing her breasts.
Really? You got to put it on DVD.
And pause.
Frame at a time.
Frame by frame. Perhaps too much effort.
All right, so this movie, The Contender, it looks like it sucks.
Political drama. Where she is involved in a scandal where in college she had a big allegedly had a big sexual romp, and they're digging up all the dirt on that. You've got great performances in this movie. Joan Allen will probably get an Oscar nomination. Gary Oldman, who does not look like Gary Oldman in this film.
I think he is one of the best actors in the world.
He, Gene Hackman, Denzel Washington,
right.
Really can't go wrong with Gary Oldman.
The features of the night, what beautiful music.
Another great Gary Oldman movie, Dracula.
Oh, he's great. I mean, I know a lot of people... That movie,
JFK.
JFK was fantastic. He's great.
So he's very good in this. He plays
the bad guy.
He is the bad guy who's going after her in the Senate. He's against Jeff Bridges and this particular nomination. So he is fantastic. Even Jeff Bridges is good. Christian Slater is good. But in the end, I sat around going, this is it.
You couldn't get a lot of tongue depressors out for this one?
This is it. Even though the performances are all top-notch and it's an Oscar movie.
How many dolls?
Two and a half.
Is that it?
That's it.
That's it. Charlie, we've given you a lot of time today.
You can leave now.
Yeah, it's been fun. We had mail. Say hi to the Barbie doll.
I will. I'm seeing her in about an hour.
Okay. And the boy. And please give some of my, give some of my advice and thought. Okay,
well, maybe next week when Don is here,
yes.
That won't be a little, that
we'll,
won't be
we'll,
fun.
We'll have
maybe
fun.
She'll call in.
All right, thanks, Charlie.
That'd be good.
Yeah. Charlie Stossel, our movie man, brought to you by Doc Harry's, and have fun on your date this evening. Try to tone it down with the other family. That's just my advice to you. All right, the anal monologues. Now, we have a trip that I have to give away today.
Okay.
A trip for two to San Francisco.
Ooh.
The best story about your butt wins a trip to San Francisco. So if you've got an anal monologue for us, a story about your bottom, call us right now at the number, Rob.
It is 1-877-365-3636.
Anal monologues coming right up.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
Am I in the what?
Whatever you want to call it. Organized crime.
That's total crap. Who told you that?
Dad, I've lived in the house all my life. I've seen police come with warrants. I've seen you going out at 3 in the morning.
So you never seen Doc Cusumano go out at 3 in the morning on a call?
Did the Cusumano kids ever find $50,000 in Krugerrands and a .45 automatic while they were hunting for Easter eggs?
I'm in the waste management business. Everybody immediately assumes you're mobbed up. It's a stereotype, and it's offensive. And you're the last person I would want to perpetuate it.
Fine.
There is no mafia.
Offering the audio equivalent of manual relief. The Don and Mike Show.
Station party tonight.
Yeah.
Are you going, Buzz?
See you there.
Rob?
Of course. I wouldn't let Dan Ryson go without lending my plaudits.
Yeah, Dan Ryson, our chief engineer, really, seriously, if I can just say this, he is one of the best that I think we've all worked with.
Absolutely.
You know, he is
great chief engineer. He's going on to greener pastures. Everyone that leaves here goes on to greener pastures. There's absolutely no way.
By definition.
And on a secondary note, David Hamline's also leaving.
Yeah.
Okay. The anal monologue is coming up. I want to remind you, on Friday's show, you can win a trip for two to New York City. Don't miss the long-awaited season finale
of
Sex in the City this Sunday at 9, only on HBO, the sexiest place on TV. On tomorrow's show, it's Mr. 40 Mania, as we are going to be accepting your poems, guys, for a trip to Detroit, Detroit, to see Tyson versus Galata. And you're going with Mr. 40, so one guy will send in one poem and go to Detroit with Mr. 40.
Guys only, they have to be good poems and no roses are red, violets are blue stuff. Right?
Also, on tomorrow's show, I'll have a fantasy football sale. I'm really going to just dismantle my team.
It's a fire sale.
I mean, I'll be willing to do that.
Are your prices insane?
My prices are insane. I don't care. Now, when I traded Brad Johnson to Don, I don't care anymore.
Right.
So it's like I'm going to put together, my goal now will be to put together the worst football team that I can possibly field.
You can do it, Mike.
I don't think I can do much worse. Now, here comes Charlie Broyhill, former commissioner of our fantasy football
league. Crooked commissioner.
Yeah,
absolutely as corrupt as it could possibly be.
Who are your receivers?
Antonio Freeman.
Ah, you've pricked up his ears.
Harry Glenn. Jerry Rice.
I hear the phone ringing.
Jermaine Lewis. See, my team sucks. Nobody's going to want any of my players. Yes, they suck.
Nobody he needed.
Also on tomorrow's show, thanks, Charlie.
Always nice when he stops by.
So much fun to have him around. The Highway Love Connection, and we'll go through the tabloids and see what's happening there. Now, without further ado, let's get right to the anal monologues.
All right.
The best buttock story wins. Buzz, will you keep track of these? Because I got all this paper and crap in front of me.
Now, I have a question.
Yes, go ahead.
Are they required to actually assume the voice of the ass?
No.
It can be in first person, though.
It can be anything they really want. There's a lot of flexibility on this, but okay. I would say probably what we're looking for is a good story about the buttocks, and let's get right to it. The anal monologues. Let's go to Martin in Fredericksburg. Hello, Martin.
Hello. How you doing today?
I'm just fine. Do you have a good anal monologue for us?
Yes, I do.
All right, Martin.
Mine is just called The Old Reliable.
The Old
Reliable has been very, very good to me. But one time, my master decided when he was in military school, in high school, about 25, 30 years ago.
Now, I want to stop you right, Martin. Can I stop you for a second? Are you speaking to us as your buttocks?
Yes.
All right, that doesn't have to happen. I mean, but if you want to, we can.
I like it.
Rob's enjoying it, and that happens quite often when Rob is the only one to enjoy something. So go ahead, Martin.
Okay, anyway, one time my master decided when he was in military school, sharing a room with three other guys after having a dinner of smoked meat, baked beans, and broccoli, we had a fart contest. Well, so everybody was lighting farts off to see how big they would go. Well, I was the last one in the group, and when my master lit my ass, I let go so big, I burned my underwear and singed all his hair off of his ass.
So this happened to you, Martin?
Yes.
You know, I know this is Mike. I know Rob enjoys the perspective of your ass, but I actually enjoy you saying you did this. So you lit one of your farts on fire and it burned your hair?
Yes, it did.
And your underwear?
And as a matter of fact, it gave me a second degree burn right up where the hole is.
Okay.
Wow.
All right, that's good. All right, Martin, hold on a second. We're going to... I just lost Martin. I'm sorry.
Call back,
Martin. We just lost you there. Let's go to Josh from Burke, Virginia. Josh, what's your anal monologue for us?
How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
How you doing?
My story is back when I was in high school, I was, I believe, sophomore year. Parents just went out of town, so had my best friend over. We were going to kind of arrange a little get-together at my house for the evening. I went to adjust the volume on the TV, and after I did that, I jumped on the couch, not knowing that there was a pair of scissors stuck in the couch cushion.
Oh, no.
Straight up.
Whoa.
Needless to say, quite painful.
Yeah.
Just about maybe 10 seconds after that, I'm screaming in pain. My friend thinks I'm joking.
Whoa!
I stand up, and there's scissors sticking out of my butt.
Oh, excellent. I like that one, Josh. Out of the cheek, Josh? Is that where the scissors were?
It was out of the... Thank God it was out of the cheek.
Thank God. Yeah, we wouldn't want it to go all the way to the bad spot. Okay.
No. I don't think I would have called you and told you if it was in the bad spot.
All right, hang in there, Josh. We'll get back to you and find out you're in the running, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks. That's Josh. And let's go to line number 5. This is Dennis from Manassas. Dennis, tell us... How you doing?
Pretty good. My story goes back to about when I was 11 or 12. I had a pretty good bowel movement.
Aren't they all pretty good?
Yeah. Well,
some of them are really good.
I think at very worst, they're pretty good.
And when I was doing the paperwork, I felt something coming out of the place.
Doing the paperwork, are you talking about wiping?
Wiping, yeah.
Oh, I thought he had forms. I didn't know.
Well, after the guy was smoking his morning cigarette, who knows if that wants to bring, like, his paperwork in it. All right, so you're cleaning up.
So I'm cleaning up, and I feel something coming out of my butt, out of the hole itself.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Yeah,
me.
That's what I thought. For an 11-year-old, it was pretty tragic. So I pulled this thing out, and I could feel it coming out. It was long and springy. And I pulled out, and it was a worm.
Oh.
It was about 8 inches long. And you know how the crocodile hunter, like, grabs a snake by the tail, and it goes all over the place?
We're going into the bathroom right now with Dennis's bathroom. I've got a tapeworm. It's a real ripper, mate.
History. So you pulled a tapeworm out?
I'm not sure if it was a tapeworm or what, but I ended up going to the doctor. They gave me medicine. And
yeah, I bet they did. Well, worms are worms, Dennis.
Yeah.
It was a worm. It was a big, long worm, about 8 inches long.
All right, hold on, Dennis.
All right.
Oh, man. A worm. All right, we got one more, and then we're going to go to break. We got a lot more anal monologues coming up here. Let's go to Martin. Is this the same? I thought I talked to Martin before. You burn the hair. We talked to you before, right?
Yes.
Okay, hold on a second. Good. Let's go to Eric. I think Eric is... We haven't talked to Eric yet.
No.
Hello, Eric. You're on the anal monologues. How you doing? How
Mike,
you doing?
Mike Buzz, how you doing?
How you doing?
All right, Eric, what do you got for us?
Well, I don't know if I could beat that last one. That's pretty scary.
You know, it's for my money, a parasite always...
parasite can always do it.
Yeah, but, you know, there are lots of stories out there. Who knows? Who knows who's going to win?
That's right.
All right, go ahead, Eric.
Well, first of all, let me introduce you to my anus. He's, you know, kind of... He's always the one down the block who's kind of small and got beat on, you know, guys.
Uh-huh.
And, well, right now he's kind of got a cold, so, you know, try not to stand near him when he sneezes.
All right, this would be another one, Eric, where it's the perspective of your butt.
Well, I just wanted to introduce you, and I'll tell you the story of what was happening.
All right, frankly, Eric, you have lost points on your introducing of the anus. But I hope the story's good. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, a couple of months ago, I was coming home for vacation, and I was kind of worried about being late for work, because I had to be work late that night. We were out in Ocean City, and driving.
A lot of bio, Eric. Get to the anus. Come on, Eric.
Okay, well, essentially driving home and really had to go to the bathroom bad, you know?
Yes,
and just, there was no place at like 12 o'clock at night that I was able to stop. So I just said, well, I can make it. It's only a couple of hours. And drove and drove and drove to the point where it was so painful holding it in, I just didn't know what I would do. I was worried, should I stop?
I'm sorry. Yeah. Eric has violated the time limit rule.
Too tedious.
Unfortunately, it was too tedious, and we had to buzz him out of there, so he is out of the running.
Just call
and, so far, we've got burned hair, we have the worm, and lots of good anal monologue stories. I would say so far, it's looking very, very strong for the, which guy? Paul?
No, it was Dennis who had the 8-inch worm.
Okay. Did we lose Dennis, Lisa, or is Dennis still there?
We're waiting Dennis to call back.
All right, Dennis, call us back, because right now you're the leader with the worm coming out of your butt.
But the worm can turn.
That's very true, buddy.
We have lots more anal monologues. Oh, who will win?
It's hard to say.
Such a beauty pageant.
The drama.
But we are still taking your calls at 1-877-365-3636.
More anal monologues coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Moo moo, coo coo. How you doing? You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I've been asked in the past if I could ever soften my touch, go a little easier. And my answer has always been the same. Take it or leave it.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
What was that one? What was that tape? I've never heard that tape before.
I hadn't played it in a long time. I wanted to make sure it was what I thought it was. It's from the movie Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
As you know, we've got all our cartridges back in the studio now, and we're seeing ones we haven't seen in some time.
We are back with the anal monologues. If you have one, give us a call, 1-877-365-3636. Don has a kidney infection. He is in a lot of pain. He's feeling better. We talked to him earlier today on the show. He will be back on Friday's program, and we wish him a speedy recovery. Also on Friday's show, you can win a trip for two to New York City. New York City, don't miss the long-awaited season finale of Sex in the City this Sunday at 9 p.m. only on HBO.
Sunday,
the sexiest place on TV. So the last we checked, we were doing the anal monologues. The only one that stood out in my mind was the tapeworm.
Yeah, we've had three good ones. Dennis had the tapeworm. Josh also sat on the scissors. Remember, jumped up and down on the couch.
That was okay.
And got impaled. And then Martin told us about the lighting contest in which he burned his underwear.
Very good. All right, so we're in the middle of the anal monologues right now. Winner gets a trip to San Francisco. And let's go to line number four and Paul from Stafford. Hi, Paul.
Hi, how you doing?
Do you have a nice anal Paul? Do you have a nice anal monologue for us?
Yes, I do. However, it's a little different from the others. This is about a dog.
Oh, good. No, that's good. I like that. That's okay. That's good.
Okay. And I'll be speaking in the tense of his butt. Okay.
All right, very good. I'm not a real fan of that. Rob likes that. I don't.
Okay, well, we'll just try it. I had it worded out better that way.
Okay, very good.
Okay, Butch, my master, is sitting around. We're in the living room watching TV together. And he decides he's hungry and decides he's going to eat the frill off the edge of the couch, around the bottom of the couch, which are tassels and balls and so forth. His master never even misses it until the next day when he's doing 90 miles an hour across the backyard, dragging me across the ground. It was about
Where's the buzzer? Yeah. All right, I'm going to give you a second chance here. I want you to just tell the story. I hate the doggy ass perspective. It muddles up the story. So you're saying your dog ate some, like, fringe on a sofa?
Exactly.
And then he was dragged. So take it from where he ate the fringe, and then he was running around the backyard.
And we were in the house and heard yelping in the backyard. So we went out to see what he was doing. And he's only, like I said, 8 months old. He's, like, dumb. And he has about 3 feet of this frill hanging out his butt. And we're trying to chase him, and we can't even catch him. And the guys are trying to step on this thing.
Right.
Like, don't do that. You know, I don't know how much is in there.
Hold on a second, please.
Mike has a monologue for you now, sir.
Ready? Okay.
Hold on. That's a winner right there.
I think we have the best story so far.
Brought to you by Egars.
I love a happy ending.
Egars.com, right?
Is that that's right.
Egars, I don't have a sheet.
Best cigars on the planet.
All right, so is that it pretty much, Paul? Did you ever get the fringe?
The only other thing was he ate some aluminum foil, which he did the same thing with.
Very good. Okay, Paul, hold on the line, please. I don't like the dog's perspective.
Ass
perspective.
You know what? If used properly, I think it's a good device, but many of these contestants aren't to that level yet where they can use that device.
Let's go to Andy in Stafford, Virginia. Hi, Andy.
How you guys doing?
How's it going? You got an anal monologue? Or is this Andy Rice?
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
Not.
Hey, you know, I did notice Andy left at precisely 5:32 today.
Yeah, well, he worked 2 minutes overtime. He'll put that on his timesheet.
Andy, go ahead. What's your anal monologue?
Well, I was raised on a ranch in New Mexico. We had indoor plumbing.
Good.
But I hated to use it because if I went in the house, Mom would make me do the damn chores. So if I found myself outside, I'd hit one of the old, they still had the outhouses set up.
Right.
So I'd go in there, and I'd sit down in there one afternoon, taking care of business. Once I finished, they still had some of the Sears and Roebuck catalogs there to take care of, you know, to do the paperwork with.
Right.
I did that, and as I was dropping it down in the hole, I turn around and I look, and on the ledge of the damn outhouse, about 2 foot from my ass.
2 foot.
There's a goddamn coiled up rattlesnake.
Oh!
No.
Did you get out of there?
I got out of there. He didn't get me, but it was damn close to where my business was being taken care of.
All right, I like that one, Andy. Hold on, okay?
Okay.
That's good. I let you know, rattlesnakes, danger, you know, that works a little bit. Let's go to Tim. Tim, what's your anal monologue?
Yes. Hey. My brother.
How you doing?
Yeah. How you doing?
How you doing?
I need to introduce you to my ass.
Oh, no. Now, wait a minute. Tim, we just asked for no... All right, he's gone. All right, let's go. Let me see.
That didn't go nearly as well as he had hoped.
Let's go to line number three, Jim in Burlington, Vermont. Hello, Jim.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Do you have an anal monologue for us? So far, we got Dennis, who I hung up on, who had the tapeworm, which is pretty good. But I am very disappointed. We could do better with these anal monologues.
Yeah, please.
Shock us, okay, Jim?
Oh, this is when I was back in the Army.
Right.
I had a bad case of hemorrhoids.
Oh.
So I went to the doctors to have them taken care of, and what they did is put me on a table, taped me, spread me wide apart to the point where I thought I was going to split.
Oh.
And what then kind the doctor of doctor was this?
Dr. Feelgood.
That hurt.
Dr. Detroit.
And then the doctor left the room, but the problem is he left the door wide open. I was facing the door.
And then that's it?
No, a whole bunch of people were walking by.
Right.
And they went out into the waiting room, and they're saying, hey, you got to go see this guy, because my girlfriend was out in the waiting room. And she thought it was the funniest thing in the world and embarrassed the hell out of me.
Then that night, I had to soak it. Then we were at the hotel. I didn't have a bathtub, so I ended up sitting in the sink and soaking my butt for the next 2 days.
All right, hold on, John, okay? I mean, Jim?
Jim.
All right, Jim from Burlington.
I didn't like the middle of that story, but he finished strong.
Okay, let's see. Let's go to Chad on line number 5. Chad, how are from Herndon. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good, Mike. How are you today?
I'm doing great. You got an anal monologue for us? So far, it's anybody's game, I think.
Wide
I really
open.
Do.
It's wide
I got
open.
A pretty funny one that was kind of not good for me, but pretty funny for my friends. I was 13 years old playing Little League Baseball here in the Northern Virginia area. We were right in the middle of a game, and I had to take a dump. It was something fierce. And the porta-johns were like on the other end of the complex. And so my coach was like, dude, just go in the woods real quick, go to the bathroom, it'll be fine. So go to the bathroom in the woods, take a dump there right in the middle of it, and wiped with good old leaves. And
poison ivy?
Played the rest of the game. It was poison sumac, actually.
Oh, really?
And, you know, here I went to the game.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm sorry. Chad, good. Thank you very much. But, you know, a lot of people have had that happen.
Okay.
We're looking for that really unique story. And, okay, we got a bunch here. It's tough to keep track of them. Let's go to line number 2, Todd in Georgetown. How you doing, Todd?
Todd.
Hey, how are you today?
Todd. Doing great, Todd. We're still waiting for the spectacular anal monologue that's going to win this thing. It's anybody's game right now.
We'll know it when we see it.
Well, we'll see what this does for you. My wife and I had a cat. And this cat had a problem where there were times he would use the box and times he would not use the box. And he had a tendency to, how can I say this, his poops looked like Brock's-covered peanuts, okay? And there was a time that he would go underneath our dining room table. So as a goof one night, I decided to go out and buy, I was at the grocery store and bought chocolate-covered Brock's chocolate-covered peanuts, and I'd laid them on the floor. My wife came home from work. She sees these chocolate-covered peanuts. She says, that cat, I'm going to kill that cat. I said, honey, don't worry. I'll go pick it up. So I get a paper towel. I pick these up. She goes, you know, I don't know what's wrong with that cat. And I looked at him. I picked them up in my mouth. I'm like, he's like me.
Oh, no, we're losing. But, I mean, you know what? You know where? All right, we're going to put you on hold, okay? You ate the peanuts, right? And your wife thought you were eating cat poop.
Yes.
Okay, trying to get to a better cell. That was okay, but I was hoping that he was going to
screen.
He was going to make
a double switch.
If you're eating the cat poop, it's funnier. Okay, now Rob, where are we here? Let me see. Let's go to Brian in Greenville, and then I'm gonna take another break and see if we just get a few more.
I think you should hold out for something that's richer.
Brian, are you there from Greenville?
Yes, I am.
All right, Brian, we are waiting really for the ultimate. I think that last guy, he might have had it if he had given us the Todd and Georgetown, might have had it if the wife had eaten the cat poop. I hate to say it.
Or if he had eaten peanuts and then thought it was peanuts, but it turned out to be gango.
Yeah.
Then you've got a winner.
All right, Brian, we're waiting for a real good one. Go ahead.
Oh, about 9 years ago, I was in a motorcycle accident where I skid about 50 yards on my ass.
I'm sorry to laugh about that, Brian. It's a very good start, though.
It wasn't funny at the time.
I'm sure it wasn't. What were you wearing? Were you in gym shorts?
No, I was wearing khaki pants.
That's always good motorcycle wear. Very good. All right, go ahead.
And it burned all the way through all the clothing and everything. I got real bad road burns, and I spent 3 days in the hospital while I was there. They kept me on my stomach with my butt elevated and clamps keeping my cheek.
That's the way Buzz sleeps. It's okay.
It's very relaxing.
He is so flexible.
It does wonders.
Go ahead. I'm sorry we interrupted you.
Oh, that's right. They kept my cheek separated for like 3 days.
They kept your cheek separated?
Yep.
How did they go about that, Brian?
It was some kind of clamp system they were using.
Clamp system.
I have that. And was it so the skin wouldn't, like, fuse together?
That's it.
That's good.
Nurses kept coming in, like, every couple hours and putting salve and everything on it.
Salve.
That's a good medical
motorcycle
term.
Accident and salve. I like
that's
yours.
Strong.
I know we've got a better system out there.
Yeah.
You know, we've got Todd and the eating of the cat, but nobody ate cat food. So Brian is from Greenville. What we're going to do, we're going to give you one last shot, all right? One last go, and we're going to see what happens. If you want to call us, we're waiting for the ultimate story.
That's right.
I can't tell you what it is. We're all going to know when we get it.
Again, that could have happened if his his ass cheeks had healed together.
Yes,
that would have been
never,
a winner.
And he had never been able to evacuate. That would have been. Then I'm laughing. Kaboom.
Enjoy your trip.
Okay, if you've got one, we're taking one more bout of calls, and I mean bout of calls, at 1-877-365-3636 for the anal monologues. Somebody will win a trip for two to San Francisco if they can wow us. So call us right now. We'll be right back on the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Breaking street lamps. City property, mind you. Next thing you know, they'll be on motorcycles wearing them leather jackets and zooming around. They'll take over the whole town of reign and terror.
Funny, these are just boys you're talking about. They're only about 8 years old.
Yeah, well, today's 8-year-olds are tomorrow's teenagers. I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud. First sign of youngsters going wrong, you got to nip it in the bud.
I'm going to have a talk with them. Now, what more you want me to do?
Well, just don't mollycoddle.
I won't.
Nip it. You go read any book you want on the subject of child discipline, and you'll find that every one of them is in favor of bud nipping.
Take care of it.
Only one way to take care of it.
Nip it.
In the bud.
Laugh nut funny. The Don and Mike Show.
A reminder for people in the Washington, D.C. area, we will be at the WJFK, WashingtonPost.com, Cars.com, Toys for Big Boys event. That's this Saturday at the Capitol Expo Center in Chantilly. The event will be held from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Come see us in the Old Virginia Tobacco Company Cigar Lounge.
Hi.
We'll be there from 1 till 2. Our appearance is sponsored by Old Virginia Tobacco Company and Playboy by Don Diego. There will be Playboy bunnies in the lounge, too.
Ah.
So come on out and say hello. We are struggling through this anal monologue segment because we have not had one that is blowing us away,
right?
So to speak.
We've had good ones.
But we've had some good ones. I like the guy with the clamp system in his ass.
Yeah, that
I think
was
that
good.
Worked. I like the cat poop, but not a lot. And, you know, we've got a few more standing by. Let's go to line number 4. Hi, who's this?
It's Dave.
Hi, Dave.
How's it going?
Dave, I predict you're going to have a great story.
I know you will.
All right, Dave, what's your anal monologue? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Reston.
Reston. Go ahead, Dave.
All right. I got a buddy in college. This was about 10 years ago. Well, he had a problem. He was Greek, and he was really hairy, and he had a really hairy butt. Uh-huh. Well, he used to go in the bathroom, and he was sitting there for hours and hours and white. So one day, he decided basically to shave his butt, and he thought it was, you know, then it would just go restroom and boom, boom, and he'd be done.
Right.
Well, he, you know, for a day or two, it was fine. And then about the third or fourth day, his hair started growing back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you got to maintain.
What's that?
You got to maintain.
Oh, yeah. Well, it started growing back, and it was summer, and it was hot. It was about 100 degrees. And it started sweating down there.
Right.
And then him walking and rubbing between his cheeks and all. Mm. And he went to the doctors, and the doctors were like, I mean, it smelled so bad. I mean, you could, he walked in the room.
Okay, all right, okay. Well, that, you know, it's just not thick enough.
No, it had a promising start.
All right, let's go to line number 1. This is another Andy. Hi, Andy, where are you calling from? Andy, are you there? Okay. Right. Let's go to line number 6. This is John. Hi, John.
Hey, how are you?
Where are you calling from, John?
I'm calling from Silver Spring.
John, we're getting down to the wire. We got Buzz with News coming up. We're looking for the wower of stories in the anal monologues.
I'm a hell of a lot better than the last one.
Okay.
All right. Okay, coming home from college one year, going to visit my folks, and for Christmas, dinner. And right after dinner, me and my brother are wrestling around in the living room in front of the tree. And I managed to pin his arms down, and all of a sudden I realized I have to fart.
Mm-hmm.
So I pinned his arms down. I managed to jump up on his arms with my knees, spread my ass cheeks over his nose, and I rip a nasty, nasty fart. So he's struggling, like he's struggling all over.
Sorry about that. Okay, you know, right, I'm still waiting. We've got a chance for a couple more, and then, right. I know I'm supposed to give this away, but it's very, very tough. Let's see, Lisa, are we taking some more calls for the anal monologues? Okay. You being in here, it just confused me a little bit. All right, let's go to line number 4. Hi, what's your anal monologue story?
Hey, man,
I got the best story in the world. This is the winner.
You think this is the winner? I am prepared for the first story really wows us all to give you the trip.
I'm excited because this is the best story in
the
world.
This is the guy that's positive. All right, go ahead.
One.
All right. You got that right. It's Kevin from Pasadena. Let me start it. I call this the Merry Anal Christmas. It was about 2 years ago. I had taken off a couple days before Christmas to go ahead and do some Christmas shopping. Went down to Best Buy, got out. I've been feeling a little under the weather. I start walking towards Best Buy, notice a couple of good-looking chicks kind of checking me out and kind of checking them out. I feel as though I have some gas. And I push just a little bit, thinking, you know, I want to get that out of me before I go in Best Buy. I don't want to be sticking the place up. So when I push just a little bit, I become completely aware of the fact that an entire gush of diarrhea has splashed out into my pants, down my legs, dripping off my shoes, and these women obviously noticed.
I'm sorry, the attitude. It was the attitude, guys. It was a nice story. I like the attitude. I'm going to make an executive decision here.
All right.
I do not believe that we will get any story better than Dennis with his tapeworm.
I think you could be right.
Do you agree?
It could be.
All right, play the music. Therefore, I'm going to make an executive decision right now.
Mm-hmm.
The winner in the anal monologues with the worm coming out of his buttocks, which was really the truly unique story.
Mm-hmm.
Is this victory music?
It's an anal victory. You want victory music?
Yes, let's get like a fanfare, something dramatic. But Dennis, the problem is that with our intricate phone system, I hung up on you. Call us back if you can prove that you are indeed the guy. Now we're going to get 650 people calling back and saying, I got a tapeworm in my ass, too.
Always happens.
We will give you the trip for two to San Francisco, including round-trip airfare, two nights hotel accommodations, a private dinner party cruise around Alcatraz.
On the FS Stossel.
I love that. Plus, a tour of the prison. Don't miss Arrest and Trial, the all-new, highly anticipated series, airing tonight at 10:30 p.m. on the WB50. So, congratulations to Dennis. You can't beat a worm coming out of your butt.
No, no, and you know what?
No matter how young you are.
Not only will he enjoy that meal, but so will the worm.
Enjoy it. Corn. Enjoy it again.
That's right. Enjoy.
All right. Thanks to everybody that participated in the anal monologues.
Yeah.
And now, without further ado, a man that's had his own buttock story.
I could spin yarns for hours.
He's Buzz Burbank in a world.
Oh, you want?
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden.
Oh, yes.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
With the tapeworm.
It's me. He made it up.
What news have you made up for us this evening, Mr. Burbank?
Tonight, millions more Fords ordered back to the factory.
But Masatoshi Ono's gone, right?
He's out of here.
I'm Masatoshi Ono, and I am gone forever. And I have a tapeworm coming out of my ass. That's it. We will be back with Buzz and the news right after this on the Don and Mike Show.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
Seamless.
What happened with your wife last night?
I wasn't with my wife. I was with my girlfriend.
Are you having marriage problems?
No.
And why do you have a girlfriend?
Well, you're stop marbleizing with me now.
No. I'm just curious. Why do you have a girlfriend?
I do things where I can't do with my wife.
Why can't you do them with your wife?
Hey, that's the mouth she kisses my kids goodnight with. What, are you crazy?
Time for more Host Chat with Don and Mike.
Now, Rob, I understand you're doing a lot of things here. You're running the time. You're running the control board and doing all that. I think that, really, though, that's a commercial for the time capsule. I think that we ought to put
that. Did you like that?
I thought it was pretty incredible.
I loved it.
We just wanted to make up a few seconds. I didn't want the time to go dead.
I know. It's important. Time is important.
Time is money, and you know how I value money.
Time is on my side.
Yes, it is. You're king of the time.
Time keeps on turning.
Time won't let me.
Time,
what has become of me?
All right, you win. You're king of the time.
I already yielded the kingship.
Very good. Okay, on Friday's show, you can win a trip for two to New York. Don't miss the long-awaited season finale of Sex and the City this Sunday at 9 p.m. only on HBO, the sexiest place on TV. And without further ado, it's time for the birthday boy. And once again, a round of applause.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I apologize to all the women who wanted to sing like Marilyn Monroe today, but this is 85th, and he never looked better. Here's Buzz Burbank.
Hi, Mike. Thanks. Another day, another massive recall for the Ford Motor Company. In Oakland, California, a judge has ordered nearly 2 million cars in that state back to the factory.
Piece of cake.
The judge wants Ford to replace the ignition systems that could cause the cars to stall in 1983 through 1995 models, nearly 20 years.
Hey, no problem.
This is the first time Ford's gotten a recall order from a court instead of from a government agency.
Hello, this is Chef NASA. I am up on top of the World Trade Center. I'm going to hurl my body off and splat on the ground like a jujube. I will be dead within the hour. I'm Chef NASA.
The judge in the case says Ford ignored the problem and misled federal regulators. Ford's facing similar cases in a handful of other states, including Maryland and Washington State.
Poor guys.
This evening, Ford says it will fight the recall. It says the judge doesn't have the authority to order one, and quoting a Ford spokesman, there's nothing to fix.
This is Jock NASA. I know that they've recalled 2 million vehicles, but let me be the first to tell you, your safety is our number one priority.
The Firestone Bridgestone Company has hired an American to replace outgoing CEO Masatoshi Ono.
Hello, I am Masatoshi Ono. Unfortunately, my performance has been subpar. I am being recalled to Japan. We will be replacing me with an American.
Ono's out, and John Lampe is in.
Hey, Howdy, Masatoshi. They brought me in to take care of ye.
John says he wants his company to regain the world's trust.
Oh, that's going to be happening.
Oh, yeah. Lampe says Firestone's the only place he's worked for the past 27 years.
Oh, isn't that great?
His first task, his first day on the job, issuing another apology.
Of course it is. And farewell to Masatoshi Ono. He will be missed.
Well, I hope he lands on his feet. Maybe he'll do something else that'll put him in the news.
He lands on his tires.
Al Gore says he'll try to keep his facts straight when he meets George W. Bush tonight for the second of three debates. He also says he'll try not to sigh so much.
Oh, big deal.
Both campaigns say their guys will try to act more presidential tonight, and both say
oh,
they...
BS. I want them to fight it out. I want to see a fist fight.
This is interesting. Both camps are saying they won't be the first to go negative, but both sides say they have zingers ready just in case.
Can you imagine seriously how wonderful, how pure and beautiful it would be if either one of those guys just took a big, deep breath, looked at the other guy and went, F you. Just F you. And it's like, I would, God, I mean, it would be such a, I don't know if it would be all that bad.
They'd have my vote.
I'd be fantastic. Just like, F you. Yeah. You suck.
And the reply, F me.
F me.
F you.
Tonight's debate will be more informal than the first, with the candidate sitting at a table with the moderator instead of standing behind lecterns.
Do you know who the moderator is going to be tonight?
It's your man, Jim Lehrer.
Jim Lehrer again.
Same guy again as last time.
I hope he survives the debate.
Good
he does
luck.
Not look well.
No.
Yeah, they showed, I saw like a piece on him preparing the debate and how much work he puts in. And
really?
When you see him in the privacy of his own home, he looks more like a cadaver than he does on TV. I like him, though. I think he's good people.
A reporter for the Court TV Network was taken hostage during an interview yesterday. 35-year-old Maria Zone was conversing with convicted killer and con man Kenneth Kimes.
Hi, so I've been following the trial. And I know you're a convicted killer and tell me, but I like...
Come with me. He grabbed her and held a ballpoint pen to her throat.
Stop it, you crazy son of a bitch.
He was demanding...
Stop it, you bastard.
...that his 66-year-old mother not be extradited to California, where the two of them... Could...
Let her go. He's going to kill me, God. Oh, no.
In California, the two of them could face the death penalty in yet another murder case.
Did you have to be such a tasteless bastard?
Earlier this year, they were convicted together for the killing of a New York socialite.
Hey, the family that kills together stays together.
Everyone needs a hobby.
Mm-hmm. In court, he was characterized as a mama's boy who even slept with his mother.
Well, see, now that'll piss you off right there. I mean, that'll make you go out and kill some people if they call you a mama's boy.
Yesterday's hostage-taking lasted 4.5 hours. Guards eventually distracted the guy and freed the reporter, who was not hurt.
Did they go through his feces with a tongue depressor?
I'm sure they do that on a regular basis.
Right? Good. They should do that with him.
Excrement's been very common on today's show. For some
today's
reason.
Show?
Just today, though.
Come with me. Dr. Laura, whose effort to launch a TV show is crumbling around her.
Hey, Rob, give me one. We haven't gotten one all day.
Whore!
Excellent job.
Very timely.
Stupid whore.
Dr. Laura
she's
has
a whore.
She's asked for forgiveness today in a full-page ad in the showbiz newspaper Variety.
Oh, don't give it to her. Don't forgive that woman.
In the ad, the radio host invokes her religion's Day of Atonement. These are the high holy days for Orthodox Jews.
Let me tell you, I have a thought on this. Okay, let me tell you right now. Okay, I'm gay. A lot of people. I don't say that seriously, but often enough.
Good for you, Mike.
In my opinion, but I don't forgive that bitch for one second. I think she's horrible. I think her television show's horrible. trouble. It's stocked with actors and staff members. It's a bad program. Don't watch it. And I don't forgive her. And I'm gay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Quoting her apology ad in today's papers, I deeply regret the hurt this situation has caused the gay and lesbian community.
No, she doesn't.
And like you, my gay activists say they do not accept her apology.
Oh, no, I'm not an activist, Buzz. I've only recently come out of the closet.
I'm merely saying that they agree with you on not accepting the apology.
No, of course we can't. We in the gay community.
Nor should you.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you. Rob, are you ready now? I mean, I think it's time.
I'm gay.
Thank you, Rob.
Wow. But I like Dr. Laura.
Oh, I know you do.
I'm confused.
Oh, he's very confused.
But I really like Mike, too, so I don't know what
he's
I'm going to do.
Hey, I know you do.
Yeah.
All right, Buzz.
She's referring to her negative remarks about homosexuals, which have cost her viewers and sponsors.
Bitch.
The remarks have also launched an attack from the gay community, which has been working publicly and privately to try to kill her new TV show.
Beware of anybody that has it all figured out. Yeah. Here's my warning of the day.
Exactly.
From me, the gay couple year.
She's very judgmental.
Yeah.
The folks at American Airlines ticket counter in Chicago are flea bitten. They say there's a flea problem at their workstation at O'Hare International Airport. The airlines have spent $25,000. Good. I was hoping for that.
Okay, Mr. Smith, we're going to check you in here. I see that you're on the... I see that you are on the 420 flight. Let's see. Oh, excuse me. I'm just going to take the computer here and just... Oh, will you excuse me for just a second? I'm flea bitten.
The airline has spent $25,000 testing, spraying, and replacing carpeting, but the ticket agents say they're still...
Replacing carpeting? They're looking in the wrong area. Replace some of the employees. You gotta, clean out some of the people that are there. That's who brings in the fleas.
Maybe that's it.
They say fleas come in by the employees.
Despite that $25,000 being spent, they say they're still being bitten. Now, the city of Chicago operates the airport, and it says it found no fleas, only a few fruit flies. But the airline people say their ticket counter is flea infested, and they're asking for more insecticide and more new carpeting.
All right, will that be smoking or non-smoking? Oh, there is no smoking on airplanes. Sorry. It's the fleas. It's the damn fleas.
Oh, and by the way,
they've gotten into my brain.
The airline says customers have nothing to worry about.
Oh, sure. Unless you, exchange the ticket, and then one jumps onto your wrist, you're done. You're toast.
Itching or non-itching.
You're just going to be covered.
You're covered in welts. The people who gave us Who Wants to Marry a Multimillionaire.
Oh, we got to break. Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
Oh, hold that thought.
I'll do that.
Charlie, I thought you were going to come in and tell me we had to break. Here comes Charles Froyo.
I really have to do that every goddamn time.
Yes, you do.
Hey. We will be right back after this.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
And she was saying that she was 2 weeks pregnant. And I didn't believe it because when you're just two weeks pregnant, you can't really tell just because you haven't seen your menstruation.
The cure for your anal spasms, the Don and Mike Show.
He's 85 years old. He's giving us the news. He's Buzz Burbank.
Thanks, Mike. The people who gave us Who Wants to Marry a Multimillionaire now want to try their luck with a game show about divorce.
Oh, peachy.
Good idea.
This should be fun. Here's your host, Charlie Stossel.
Fox says it's looking for 6 couples who have no kids and who are in the process of getting divorced.
There you go.
The divorce must not be final yet because, among other things, the contestants will be playing for the division of property.
I kind of like it. I'm sorry.
Fox described the show as lighthearted.
Lighthearted. And no kids. You know there was some Fox executive had to be talked out of that.
What do you mean we can have kids? Come on, bring the kids. Put the kids on the show. The couples will be tested on their knowledge of each other and on the reasons for their divorce.
Division of property. Sounds like a George Carlin record.
It's lighthearted, remember? The show will air in February.
Right.
A behind-the-scenes worker at Who Wants to Be a Millionaire fell off the roof of her New York apartment building yesterday.
Oh, that's a shame. She was a wonderful worker. She was fantastic. And now, is she dead?
No, she lives.
Oh, she lived. Thank God for that.
God, she's cute. 28-year-old researcher Kathleen Felton was trying to fix her...
Kathleen Felton?
No. Felton.
Felton. All right.
Was trying to fix her TV antenna after coming home from a party at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Why doesn't she have cable?
Good question.
What the hell is she doing with rabbit ears?
You should pay better, Regis.
I think that sucks.
On the roof at 2 a.m.
Oh, for the love of God. Charlie Stoss will be co-hosting with me next week.
The New York Post says she apparently slipped and fell 5 stories into an alley.
Oh, she's so stupid.
At last check, she was in critical but stable condition with a broken ankle and injuries to her knees, spine, and liver.
Hello, Miss Felton. This is Regis Philbin from ABC TV's Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I'm sorry to hear about your untimely fall. But please be back at work on Monday.
And put on this fur coat.
Thanks so much, Dolly. And remember that, you are cute. I love you. And I have to go to dinner with Joy. Yes, Buzz.
A new survey says former Spice Girl Jerry Halliwell has the best breasts in show business.
Oh, look at those breasts.
Jennifer Lopez came in second, mostly thanks to the dress she wore to the Grammys.
Yeah.
Rounding out the list, so to speak, Elizabeth Hurley in third, Elle McPherson in fourth.
Ah.
Hey, when's that movie where Elizabeth Hurley is the devil? Is that like a million years away? Or? No, I think it's very soon, and we're coming into that heavy movie time of the year.
Have you seen a trailer for that in the theater where they had that close-up of her mouth?
She's the devil.
She's hot.
I have big, beautiful breasts.
Oh, it's called Bedazzle.
Called Bedazzle.
Bedazzle!
Pamela Anderson.
It'll suck, but she'll be good to look at.
That's right.
Exactly.
You can watch it with no sound on it at all.
Right now.
Pamela Anderson came in fifth, followed by Britney Spears and Madonna. And the survey doesn't come from Maxim or Playboy. It was done by Pink Ribbon, a magazine about women's health issues.
Hello, I'm the editor of Pink Ribbon. I'd like you all to view our magazine. It's got wonderful features. Here at Pink Ribbon, we care about women's health, and we certainly hope that you watch it. But isn't Pink, in all seriousness, isn't that for like breast cancer or something like that?
Yeah, that's normally what that symbolizes.
And that we can't make a joke about. So there, go ahead.
The survey also shows that women think that 34C is the perfect breast size.
Wrong! You are wrong!
What is
wrong!
The perfect
what
size?
Is perfect?
Westy, westy, woo!
what would you say is perfect?
Infinity.
No, I think the perfect breast size would probably be, you probably have to put a 6 after the 3.
Yeah, I would say that would be right.
36C.
Okay.
I think 36C.
Yeah, but 34C is probably not bad.
34C is, the cup size is good, and 34C could be good, but I think 36C.
They're all nice.
And every now and then you get your double D.
I believe Charlie just said 34D.
34D?
That's Roy Hill's choice, yes.
Is that what he said?
Yes. He said that in my
head. Oh, he's sick.
No, that's what he wants.
He doesn't know what he's effing talking about.
No.
I just thought I'd be bitter with him again.
The survey also shows that 7 out of 10 women are happy with their own breasts.
Got an orangutan back in the producer studio answering phones right now, talking to people. D. Me like D. Doesn't say a word to me all day long. They say, me like D in your parking space. Go ahead.
The survey also shows that of the women who are not happy with their breasts, only one in four.
Charles Broyhill has made his way into the studio. Don't be mean. It's been a very pleasant afternoon. Yes.
But I'm curious, at any time when I've spoken today, if it was in the same tone you just used.
You mean hostile?
No, when your grunting sound.
No.
Never?
You know, you don't give, when the other guy's here, you don't give us that much lip. You actually give him, you just love it.
Because
right?
You like it.
I do like it. Yes,
that's why.
You picked up on my joy?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Well, now, me like you.
Did I get that for you?
No, that's quite all right. I'll pick it up. Thank you, Charlie. Take care. Me like D.
Only one in four of the women unhappy with their breasts say they'd like to have surgical enhancement.
Hold on. What was he saying? Tell me what he said. Tell me what he said.
He wanted to know if he should drop another F-bomb.
No. We don't want that. That was very, very bad.
Testing the
that delays. Was a bad thing.
It shocked me. Shocked and amazed me.
I enjoyed it. I'm glad you did. It was a very tense time for me.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry, Buzz.
That's quite all right.
What's going on?
Another story. It started 2 years ago in Pennsylvania. At Allenwood Penitentiary, one of the guards saw one of the prisoners show onlookers his baby during visiting hours.
Oh.
And it made the guard wonder... Made the guard wonder how that was possible since the prisoner hadn't been on the outside in 12 years.
Aha!
Something's afoot!
Exactly.
Right. That's when the investigation started. The investigation that turned up a sperm smuggling operation.
This is your number one guard. I'm on tier C.
Sheriff Ed.
My name is Sheriff Ed. Give me a vial of sperm. I'm going to smuggle it to the outside.
That's kind of how it works.
Absolutely. I will be delivering the sperm at the door to Tier C. My name is Sheriff Head.
Sheriff Head.
Yes, Rob.
What's the ideal bra size?
D. Me like D.
Buddy like
me. Me like D like Royal. T
chicken like Sparky's face.
Now,
what a way to feel welcome.
Two former guards at that prison are accused of taking thousands of dollars in bribes to smuggle sperm out of the prison so the criminals could get their wives and girlfriends pregnant.
Stuck in my head.
One of the inmates is mob connected.
I guess it's in something, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm carrying it.
Oh, it's on a tongue depressor.
Okay. I'm smuggling some now.
All right, Buzz, hold on. We have to break. And when we come back, more news? Is that right, Rob? No, that's it?
No more news.
Caller 100.
Oh, that's Caller 100. I've lost my place. Caller 100 right now for a fabulous prize.
At 1-877.
I know that. Hold on.
Oh, you got it?
1-877. 365-3636.
That's the number.
I memorized it already.
Call in to win.
Yeah, call in to win right now. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Danny.
Hi, Uncle Bill.
My nephew from Hong Kong.
Hi, Tim. Good moves. You're number one.
The only Hong Kong champion. My neighbor, Danny Chen. Hey, couldn't you be in school?
Come on over. Yes. Come on over, baby.
Right now.
Two horny, nasty guys waiting to please you. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
All right, Buzz Burbank, we got a going-away party to go to for Dan Ryson and David Hainline, two of our stellar employees that have just had enough.
In sports, St. Louis is hosting the Mets in the opener of the National League Championship Series tonight. And as we do this broadcast, at the bottom of the eighth, the Yankees lead Seattle 2-1.
Yeah!
New York Jets quarterback Vinny Testaverde was supposed to have worked out with the team today, but as of late this afternoon, the coach wouldn't confirm whether that actually happened. Vinny pinched a nerve in Sunday's loss to Pittsburgh.
I hurt my shoulder there, Coach. Sorry about that. I'll be back for the next game, though.
You think you can play next time?
Yeah, Pittsburgh, sir.
Okay.
Redskins are going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah!
Super Bowl!
Oh, is this the story I think it is?
Bobby Lee Randass said so.
This is good. Have you heard this, Rob?
No, I haven't.
This is funny.
In fact, it was the last thing Bobby Lee said before the lethal injection last night in Virginia. His last words.
Skins
going to the ball.
I know they're going to put me to death, but I just want to say the Redskins are going to Super Bowl.
Super Bowl!
Thank you, Mr. Snyder. You can put the needle in now.
So this weekend, boys, win this one for Bobby Lee.
Oh, my God.
Bobby Lee killed a convenience store clerk during a robbery 8 years ago. Virginia's Governor Jim Gilmore denied Bobby Lee's request for clemency.
I bet he would have changed that if he found out about those skins.
Denied the request even after four of the jurors in the case said they would have voted for life in prison instead of execution if they'd known that was an option.
I don't care if I'm going to be put to death. How about them skin? Yes, sirree. You go ahead and kill me now. They're going to the bowl. Super Bowl.
Word is the NBA's Defensive Player of the Year needs a kidney transplant. But Alonzo Mourning's asked that his medical case not be discussed publicly, at least not yet. He was at practice yesterday as Miami Heat faces the New Jersey Nets tonight in a preseason game. Quoting Coach Pat Riley, he doesn't want anybody feeling sorry for him. Word is he'll reveal the details of his condition and his treatment in a couple of days.
Right.
And finally, Walmart has won the case of the Chesty Santa. In Louisville, Kentucky, Walmart was being sued for discrimination after it told a female employee she cannot play Santa Claus in the store.
Back into Walmart. How about him?
The store said it had gotten complaints from the customers, and the store was afraid it would hurt their Christmas business, that all-important Christmas business.
Mm-hmm.
The store said she was not convincing as a Santa, and yesterday a panel of judges agreed. The store decided to have a male employee play Santa after one of the kids asked about Santa's breasts.
No!
I'm Buzz Burbank.
All right.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
You're back.
No! Yeah, that's it. We've got to go. We've got to get on out of here.
Okay.
Tomorrow on the big show, we will have lots of fun with Mr. 40. We're asking all male members of our listening audience call in with a poem on why you would like to go to Detroit to the Tyson Galata fight with Mr. 40. He'll be with us either here in the studio or on the phone judging these wonderful pieces of poetry, and then we will pick a winner and send you to Detroit with Mr. 40. Also on tomorrow's show, the Highway Love Connection.
Yay.
I will have my fantasy fire sale. I have more details on that.
I'm excited about that.
Already getting some interest. CK out here in the hallway was expressing interest in making a trade.
He loves to kick a man when he's down.
And I'll go through the tabloids. Lots more fun on tomorrow's show. Lots more things for you to win. Don't forget that we will be at the WJFKWashingtonPost.com, Cars.com, Toys for Big Boys event this Saturday at the Capitol Expo Center in Chantilly. The event will be held from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Come see us in the Old Virginia Tobacco Company Cigar Lounge from 1 to 2. Our appearance is sponsored by Old Virginia Tobacco Company and Playboy by Don Diego. There will be Playboy bunnies in the lounge, too. So we'll see you there this Saturday. That's it. Have I covered it all, Rob?
One more issue.
One more issue. Let's get right to the phones. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, I'm Caller 100.
You are, with that incredible enthusiasm. What's your name, sir?
Anthony.
Anthony. Anthony, where are you calling from?
Hyattsville, Maryland.
What?
Hyattsville, Maryland.
Hyattsville. Anthony from Hyattsville. You are Caller 100. You have won a Fugitive Friday prize pack, including a Survivor hat, a Late Night with David Letterman t-shirt, the Fugitive fanny pack, and a Bette Midler CD sampler, courtesy of CBS Television. Don't miss the Fugitive Friday nights at 8 p.m. on CBS, starring Tim Daly. Okay, Anthony?
Yeah, that's great.
Thanks. All right, hold on. Thanks a lot. Well, that's it. We got to get out of here. We got to go to the party. Dan Ryson, David Hainline, two great employees here. We're saying goodbye to them. They will be missed.
Yeah.
Hainline, sort of. Dan, a lot.
A whole bunch with Dan.
Yeah, I'll miss Hainline.
Everybody will.
You used to have great, great, dirty computer stuff.
That's true, but I think we truly will miss Dan.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah, you never know.
You don't. We'll have to see.
We'll see. We'll have details on that fabulous party because, you know, it's always wacky and crazy when the staff gets together.
Yeah, that's right.
That's it. Got to go. Thank you and good night, Rob.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you and good night, Buzz.
Thank you and good night, Mike.
All right. And now, Rob, I hope, I have something to throw in your mouth.
And well. I have no hat, so I have to throw my headphones in the air tonight.
Throw your headphones in the air and I'll try to throw this in your mouth.
Just like Mary Tyler Moore.
That's right. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
You might be
Oh, now if you've done that, that would have been
awesome. That was water.
No.
Oh,
oh dear.
I might have to.
You smuggling something?
I might have to make a stop before we go to the party.
I used a strainer. That's it. Gotta go. See you tomorrow. So long, everybody.
It tastes like a tongue depressor.
Good night.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice. And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.